Recorded live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a few of us on. Another episode of the Head of Household Stress Talk Show for the Married Man. Welcome, y'all. Tonight's topic, ground rules, no profanity. Anything else is all good. Tonight's topic, did you know she was a drama queen when you said I do? Very interesting. Now, I know we record this call, so a lot of things probably can't be said tonight, and I understand that. But we are going to be honest. You may not think your wife is a drama queen, but after tonight, who knows? We may be drama kings. who knows? But I will be the first to say my wife is a drama queen. Yes. And no, I did not know before I said I do. I'm not going to say I got bamboozled because, you know, it's all good. But there's just some things that drama-fied going on up in here. You know, and I'm not going to say it in a derogatory way, but, you know, I mean, you know, people have certain drama with them. She can't take pain. She's been to the doctor a couple times, and the doctor has said there's nothing wrong, and she's arguing with the doctor. You know, she fell down one flight of steps, not even a flight, one step, and kind of twisted her ankle, and that was huge, major ordeal, hospital, everything. Doc was like, nothing's broken, nothing's wrong. Oh, I think I got tendonitis, you know, all kind of crazy stuff, you know, just to name, you know, a few. But, you know, it's just taking stuff over the top. I mean, way over the top of that proportion. You know, but, you know, I love her and, you know, good people, and we still have a ball, but just there's certain things that are drama-filled when it comes to her. The question I want to throw out to get this thing started is, how do you identify your wife being a drama queen? Is there any signs that you know that will make you admit or have the conversation with your wife? You're a drama queen. Does anybody
facial
have any of that?
Expressions.
Hmm?
Facial expressions.
Facial expressions?
Mm-hmm. When you just look at her reaction when something happens, you know, that facial expression will tell a whole lot.
Okay. Okay. Facial expressions, though, kind of, I mean, I would take facial expressions. If that's all it was, I'd take them.
But yeah.
Without the mouth, I'd take it.
But some of those facial expressions can be deadly, man, when you know it's, like, over the top. Like if fronting in front of friends, you know, she really doesn't want to be around some of your friends, and a facial expression shows it.
Yeah.
Now you got the you know it. Don't nobody else know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then you got to hear about it on the ride home.
Right.
Because you know it's coming. As soon as you get in that car and close the door, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Do you have to consult with your wife before having company over?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I want her to consult with me if she's having company.
Okay, but like, I just couldn't pop over.
No, that's a rule, man. There's no popping over anymore.
Yes, exactly, yeah. No, you cannot just pop over. Because, I mean,
okay.
You know, one thing about it is that I think people are different. Yeah, and Tony, you know me. I'm a scheduled dude, so if...
I've been to your house, man, and I don't think I could get back there because it was like a maze getting to that joint. So, you may be safe, brother.
Yeah, I do live in the cut. But, I mean, literally, if you're not in the calendar, I probably won't see you. You know, if it's not like, okay, Tony's coming over, I'm going to Tony's, you know, that's why. And that's just because I have to be in the right mindset. And people say that, oh, you know, I'm just not, you know, I'm not anybody. You know, you ain't got to entertain me. And it's like, yes, I do. You know, because, you know, I like to walk around in my pajamas when I'm home. You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
casual clothes or whatever. I got to get dressed. Do you need something to drink? Are you hungry? You know, I got to talk to you. And I have to be in the right frame of mind for that. And that's no matter, you know, who it is, whether it's my family, her family, friends or family. So, you know, it really, it's guy. I mean, for me, I'm just a schedule type of guy. And I really wasn't, I think with the kids and all the stuff that I'm into right now, that affected it. Because before that, you know, when I had no kids, it's like, yeah, you know, it was just me and the wife just saying, yeah, come on over. You know, everything's cool. You know, just come on through. But, you know, now that we got the kids, it's like, yeah, no. You know, you just be tired all the time. And but, you know, yeah, that, to your question, you know, absolutely. It's a, you know, consultation. And that's no matter who's having people over, whether it's, you know, me or her. And it's really informal. It's not anything where, you know, half the time it's like, yeah, it's cool. You know, I just got to get, just give me some notice, I guess, is my thing.
Some notice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
can be coming down and be like, look, man, I'm at the mall. It's all right if I come over or something. Those type of notices. But I believe it's more of the women. You know, if you, you know, because me, like, I just got out the clothes. I got the little T-shirt on, the dingy T-shirt and some shorts right now. But it wouldn't bother me if you come over.
Right.
But with the wife, you know, she may not want to see, you know, have you see her like way she might be dressing.
Okay, okay. So basically, if the time is appropriate, like in the middle of the day, Saturday, Sunday, we talking on the phone. I'm talking to you on the phone, and I say, hey, I'm at the Walmart. You know what I mean? Let me come on by and whatever, help you with your yard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to say, well, hold on a sec.
Yes.
Hold the phone. Let me go and let my wife know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, got to clear it with the wife.
All right.
If it's just, I mean, you know, my neighbor, you know, we chatting all the time, but that's my neighbor, you know.
But he ain't coming inside, though.
He ain't coming inside. You're exactly
right.
We
usually
outside
in the yard.
Yeah, you know, we be shooting it or whatever, and, you know, It's a difference. But, yeah, if somebody's actually coming over to the house, yes. And I go back to P-Town's statement is that I think it depends on the woman because, you know, I know that, you know, my wife is just not into – she's just not into the idle chit-chat and that kind of stuff, especially on the weekends. You know, that's her time, her downtime. So if it's not on her calendar, you know, she has to be in the right frame of mind as well, you know, to entertain, you know, some people or whatever. So, you know, usually, and like I said, it wasn't always that way. It's just how we've sort of evolved where, you know, like literally this weekend, we just had a conversation before we got on this call. And, you know, it's like, what's on the calendar this weekend? And I was like, nothing. And we were both like, yes. Because it seems like every weekend we've got something to do. And I particularly don't like that. That's just how things shake out. But I don't like every Saturday. Neither one of us work on the weekend. So, but I don't like my Saturdays and Sundays being tied up, you know, with something to do or entertaining somebody. So literally, like this weekend I ain't got nothing on the calendar. It's like, yo, this is a great weekend. Actually, I think we're going to have a cheap date night because I got a little arrangement with her friend, and they watch my kids and we watch their kids. So it's our turn. So we were like, yeah, you know, we weren't really going to do anything because we were just trying to, you know, pinch pennies at the end of the month. So, but yeah, she was like, you know, I'll bring them over and, you know, y'all can just hang out at home. So, you know, we'll take it. So that's what we plan on doing. So I don't even think we'll leave the house.
Okay, all right. Let me throw another one out there. Is there issue with the family, in-laws, her in-laws? Is there drama when it comes to your family?
No, not mine. I just had my in-laws up this weekend.
I mean anybody on the call.
It's drama sometimes with my in-laws. And because it's like when my wife gets around her parents, it's almost like she loses her mind. Like she doesn't remember a lot of the agreements and expectations that we have as husband and wife. She lets them sometimes set the pace for or dictate what we're going to be doing. And that doesn't work. That just doesn't work. She and I usually, at some point, it's gotten better. It used to be on day one, but now it's going to happen. And it's usually maybe about day three. But she has a lapse or something. And just, you know, she's back to just being her and her parents and her sister and without me and our child. You know, and she just has a lapse. And I've had to nip that in the bud along with some other things. And they start making plans. I just flat out won't go.
Wow.
You know, and I won't come out of the basement.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and it's because I just had to let her know, look, man, that's not how we roll in here. You know, just random and running and ripping and doing all that's not what we do. And then, of course, what ends up happening is we usually get into some type of discussion about it. She doesn't know what to do because she feels like she's torn between her family and her husband. And even though it's all family, but, you know, and I understand, but at the same time, it's like all I'm saying is, you know, and I told her, look, I can say something to him. Let him know what we do at this address. Now, when we at their address, you do whatever you want to do. When you at this address, this is what's going to happen.
So would you say, P, that they're more spontaneous, like, hey, let's just go, you know, to the park or let's go catch
plan.
A movie?
There's no plan with them. They just, they wing it. If we don't get back until 2 a.m., they're fine with it. You know, I mean, there's not a plan. There's not a plan. Whereas I'm just like, what are we doing? When are we leaving?
Right.
How are we getting there? How are we getting back? And one thing I've learned is I never, ever ride with them anywhere. I always drive myself.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It doesn't matter if we, because I'll tell you how extreme it's been. We were out, we were visiting them, and I, for some odd reason, made the wrong choice of riding in the car with them, and we took one vehicle. They weren't understanding that I was tired, and I was about to be a prick. I was getting to that point. I was about to be a prick, and I needed to go, and they just didn't understand it. My wife looked up. I looked at her, and I said, I'm calling a cab. I'm calling a cab. And she was like,
wow.
No, you're not, because blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. She looked up. I was gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And see, you're a lot like me.
I ain't got time for that. Because here's the thing. At a certain point, you just, and that's where the in-laws just sometimes push the envelope. It's like she loses her mind.
Mm.
And I don't get it. Because I think the biggest part about things is people have to have a respect for your space and your time. You know, they've come and visited us here, and they know people in the area. And I look up, and there's people that I didn't even know were coming to the house.
And
I try to get my wife to see is, I was like, dude, this puts you and me at odds. They're going to get on a plane and go back home.
Yeah.
But you and me going to be beefing.
That's right.
Because they created this, and my beef isn't going to be, it is with them, but not to the same level as it will be with you.
With
you need to speak up and say, hey, mom and dad, okay, it's not just me. You know, this is my husband's home, too.
Right.
You know, or, hey, mom and dad, we can't just make this plan. I need to talk to my husband. And I always tell them, like, look, if you're afraid or shy and timid with them, you know, I'm not afraid of shy and timid. I just tell them what's going on, what's not going to happen. It's not a big deal, because here's the honest truth. It's like I would hope you would prefer someone to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Then to just go through the motions, because when I become that prick, I'm gonna make it horrible for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm the one with the in-laws. That's us.
Yeah. Yeah, and my wife is the same way when it comes to traveling. She is not real big on carpooling. None of that. She's like, we'll take our own car.
Yep.
And when it's time to roll, we rolling.
Bounce.
Bounce. There's none of that. There's none of that. Okay, waiting on somebody else to leave. And I'm all right with that. I'm with her. You know, I'm with her. She doesn't really have any. She doesn't have any parents living, so there's no in-law drama that I have to deal with. But I've had that before, so I understand. But when it comes to being that shoulder, that ear, that understanding person, you know, when your wife comes home with the what happened at work, and the so and so did this, and the so and so said that, so and so wore that, that drama. You know, how much can we take? I mean, are we supposed to sit there? I mean, because I know it happens. I mean, sometimes we do it. But are we supposed to sit there and be as sympathetic as possible, or do we just say, come on, every day? Really? Again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the key phrase, is that how often is it? And, you know, like you said, that we do it too.
Yeah.
You know, I think the key is that, you know, do we, you know, you have to, sometimes we just, you know, they just need a listening ear. Like, you ain't really got to say nothing. You do have to pay attention, you know, to what's going on. But a lot of times they don't need you to respond. They just need to get it off their chest. And then they like, all right, well, you know, what do you want to eat for dinner? You know, so, I mean, you can get under, you know, out from under some of that stuff like that. But, you know, I think if it's like every day, I mean, that's a problem. I mean, it's like, man,
yeah,
you wouldn't even want to go home.
Yeah, like 5 days a week.
You just basically end up saying, go the other way when you see her. Don't talk to her. You know, and that's what I'm saying. You end up saying, telling your wife that when this woman comes around or the drama start to happen, don't engage them.
Yeah, yeah, we got this one brother, Mike, trying to get through. I don't know what's going on with these phone lines, but I guess we got a lot of people outside trying to get through. Yeah, but, you know, and I don't know. I mean, you know, is it a drama? Because you don't hear the phrase drama king as much as you hear drama queen. So is it a woman thing primarily, or do we have drama too? You know, when we got to come home and they got to sit here and listen to us rant and rave.
I think we all have drama, but I think the reason why it's drama queen is because I think sometimes men just filter it. You know, we just basically say, you know what, this isn't even worth my time. And it's definitely not worth my time to talk about. You know, whereas I think sometimes for women, they work through things by talking it out. They got to talk it. Ooh, talk it. And sometimes you're just like, yeah. But, I mean, you're right. Sometimes you just got to sit there, just be in the space, and just let it go. And just,
yeah.
And just be a part of it and just listen to it. You would hope it's not every day.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes they get on a roll and you might catch 2-3 days in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, come on, cuz.
Yeah, I've actually gotten in trouble doing that. And the reason why I say that is because I won't hear a thing that she said.
Yeah.
And I'll be listening, but then she'll, you know, something that she had said will come up later on. And she said, don't you remember when I told you this? And then she'll say, you don't listen to a word that I say.
You weren't listening. You were hearing.
Okay. All right.
You were hearing her speak and words were
present.
Coming out. Yeah.
Look, I was present.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm all right with being present. You know, and it's not that it's not important, but just sometimes mentally, you know, you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, you know, it may be them, and not
that's
us.
That's the reason you know, I like the active listening.
The active listening. Yes.
I mean, if people are in a conversation with me, and they're just looking at me, I don't think you're there. My children do that. What, you know, I'm asking them why they did this or why they did that, and why don't we do this or whatever the case may be, and they. Just looking at me. If you're just looking at me with no response at all, I think you've already zoned out. You know, when he finishes, I can go play outside.
Yeah.
You know, now a man, if you're talking to a man, he zones out like that. He's probably, when he finishes, I can go play with her. Okay, whatever the case may be on his mind. But active listening lets me know that you're in the conversation. Yeah. You know, when you just look at your wife or she looks at you, you know, that thing with the gossip or wives' tales, probably because it was at a point where it started at the point where women had time, seemed like they had time. But way back in the day when a man had to go out and hunt his food and physically build his own house, when that Joe got home, he wasn't trying to talk to nobody. He was trying to have some sex, eat some food, and go to sleep. Not in that order exactly, but you know, he wasn't trying to talk to nobody. He was tired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He risked his life out there and so forth. Women, you come home and they want to talk to you about how your day was and so forth, even though they worked their tail off scrubbing the clothes against all the rocks and all that kind of crap, you know, trying to make stuff happen, take care of kids. But they tired too, but you know, they want to enjoy their husband for a little bit of time they can get with him. You know, but the wives' tales or gossip, you know, all that kind of stuff comes out of the fact that the women talk more because they weren't at that time risking their lives to go out and feed their family and so forth. So they weren't as tired. They had time to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think, too, that we have to realize that men are able, like, I can listen to this talk show. I can have the TV on.
Yep.
And I can have the radio on.
Multitasking.
And be able to probably have a conversation with my 7-year-old all at the same time, whereas I don't even communicate with my wife if she's watching TV.
Nope, me either.
Reading something. Got the BlackBerry. I just stop. You know, I just be like, I'll wait. Because she can't focus on what I'm saying and do the BlackBerry or reading or watching TV. You know, it's got to be, you know, sometimes I even mute the TV. Like if it's on a commercial break or something, we're talking. Because she can't focus. Like I want her to focus on what
right.
I'm saying. And like the brother
right.
said, active listening. I mean,
right.
you have to be engaged, antennas up. You have to be listening, you know, to what's being said and not just
right.
hearing it.
That's a good point.
Wow.
I don't think they multitask well. I think there's some
wow.
things that...
That's not women. That's generally speaking, women... Generally speaking, what I found is that women multitask better than men do. But the reality is, people...
That's what I heard.
People... some people, male or female, multitask well, and some people, male or female, don't. It's not gender-based.
Yeah, true that.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, because I've always heard that women were the multitaskers. Just like you said, that we were kind of like one-dimensional. We can only do one thing at a time. Because me, if I'm watching something on TV, I can't do anything else. I may be able to return a text. That's probably
okay.
Hey, Tone, I'm finally in. Okay, good, man. I don't really understand the six and seven things going on at one time. And my wife could do that.
I hear that.
I mean, maybe
like
I could if I put my mind
to it. Well, I think
it,
he said it. He said it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
any person is like the master of the what do you call it? Master of one or geez. You know, the person that does many jobs as opposed to the one that wants the master of one.
It's a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades or master
jack
of one.
Jack of all trades. Master of nothing.
Choice.
Master
yeah.
of none. Yeah. Now, what about that woman? That will not stop arguing. I mean, that will follow you around the house to make this point. And you're like, okay, you win. No. I mean, what about that woman that you can't surrender? You can't throw your white flag because that's not what she wants. She wants to win the argument. She wants you to get on your knees and say, I was wrong.
Right.
Anybody speak to that? I mean, because I know I've seen some women that were so aggressive that they have to win the argument, and they will follow you from room to room to room to room. You cannot get away until you
get on that knee and say, okay, honey, I was wrong.
Here's the deal, though. I mean, when you do that, have you truly said, acknowledged, okay, I was wrong. Okay, this is not something that's going to happen again because I was wrong. Okay,
yes.
There's no need for you to go through all this stuff because I was wrong. As opposed to somebody saying, yeah, white flag, you know, you win, so forth, means nothing. Unless you really are saying, this is really over because it's not going to come up again because I was wrong. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but sometimes they get to the point where they're going to get a BS answer.
Yep.
Well, then that's when they're going to keep chasing you because that's not real.
Yeah, honey, I'm sorry. Can I go back to the game now?
Nope.
Nope, you can forget that.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, moving on. I got a friend of mine on the line, and he was telling me about some drama he was going through.
Yeah, I had my divorce papers are on the wall for the home.
What? What?
You know, I got my divorce papers on the wall right now in the house, my apartment I live in now, because I earned that sucker. It's like a degree. I got married to a woman that was loving my life. I got to give it to her, you know. She portrayed herself to be one way. Come to find out she was a different way. Now, I seen her mess over one dude that she dated, and I was like, okay, well, she got that weak Pamela. You know, she ain't going to get me like that. You know, she got him like that. She ain't going to get me like that. So she brought me into the picture, and he was still basically in love with her, you know, and she was like, yeah, he my new man, but I'm blind, you know, but she ain't going to do that to me. I like the bowl. She bowls. I like to gamble. She likes to gamble. It's like we like the same things, you know. It was cooler for the first 6 months, and then her father was real controlling. Remember y'all were talking earlier about that family intervention?
Yeah.
Well, her father had her wrapped around her finger. She moved four houses down from her daddy.
Wow.
Before we got married. So it's like, okay, I'll deal with that. So one day, her father just tripped out, said, you know, I'm tired of you coming over here spending the night. Blah, blah. Now, mind you, she's 40 years old. So
okay.
One day he just came down the house, bust down. This is a 7-something-year-old man. He bust down the door and tried to stab me with a Rambo knife.
Whoa.
Those who don't know, Tony knows me. Oh, man, sorry.
Yeah.
He knows me. He knows me. He know I'm 270 pounds. You know, I'm 5'10", 270. You know, I ain't no little man 150 pounds. I ain't worried about him. So I told her, let him go. I said, you can bury him tomorrow, but let him go. You know, she was like, nah. So she broke it up. You know, I squashed it, but he never did. We ended up getting married, you know. And that drama just carried over, man. And when we got married, everything changed. You know, she wanted more money. She wanted me to help her pay the house note. And I was like, Joe, are you going to put the house in my name? No. I said, well, I pay all the household bills then. You know, you can have the house. Things don't work out, you got your house, I ain't paying no house note. So I was like, okay, so. But later on, I found out she was cheating with her old boyfriend.
Ooh.
You know, not only that, he told me, because I'm an electrician, he's an electrician. He told me, he came up to me and said, yeah, I heard y'all broke up like 5 months ago. I'm like, yeah, okay. Come to find out, we only broke up like a month ago. See, he's been coming to my house like every day for like the last 2 weeks. Like, come to my house every other weekend.
He was coming to your house?
No, she was going over his house.
Okay.
She has a day off like once every 2 weeks, so she was spending that time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just crazy, man. I was like, goodness gracious. So I let him talk. Mind you, I just brought a Beamer. She ran around in a Beamer. I helped with the house, decorated the house real nice, got new furniture all in the house when I moved in, you know, took care of her.
Yeah.
Then, out of nowhere, I get this phone call from this girl that I dated before her. Now, we just friends. A girl live in Alabama. I live in here in D.C. So, you know, we ain't got nothing physical going on. Now, this phone call happened 2 weeks. She found out 2 weeks later. Now, mind you, there's no phone call between the two-week time when she called and to the time to which she saw it. So, it's like we were talking anything.
Uh-huh.
And she tripped out, stole me in the face. Soldier boy in the face a couple of times. Now, her family is nothing but cops. She got like 3 cops in her family. She got, you know, a father, ex-Marine. She's ex-Army. All the families in, you know, Army and cop.
Yeah, yeah,
like
military.
That.
Yeah, gotcha.
You feel me, right?
Uniform wearing authority type folks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they come down, six of them come down to the house and tell me they're going to beat me up, right?
Wait a minute, she stole you.
Hold up, hold up. No, she didn't just steal me, man. I try to, my wife, I'm 2'7", she about 2'4". So I try to grab her, but, you know, that military training is something else, boy. She got out. I didn't hit her, but I didn't hit her, right? Didn't hit her, so I got my butt whooped, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm mad because I'm sitting here bleeding from the eye and all that stuff from my wife, and they come down there, told me they're going to beat me up. So I grabbed the knives, you know. I ain't no gun in the house. I grabbed the knives and said, look here, if y'all come at me, y'all want six deep, somebody going out. They're going to carry one of y'all out of here. And I'll be justified because y'all in my space. You're in my home.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So they all backed up and said, yeah, you're right. We tripping. So they let me go. And, you know, I come out from Southern Rome Hospital, police there. They locked me up for hitting her. They
wow.
said I hit her. Now, this court case, I was up for a second-degree assault. Looking at 10 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm excommunicated out the house. You feel me? So I got just the clothes on my back. I went and brought new clothes. You know, I said, okay, it's over. We do this thing, and she asked me to come back. Like a week later, asked me to come back. Like nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. After the court case, came back, you know, and lost my job because of the court case. I was working at CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So can't be there looking at 10 years in jail.
Yeah.
So I lost my job there. So she asked me to come back, came back, got another job working for one of these companies out here. But it was a pretty good job. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And one day she came to me and said, I want a divorce. I want out. I said, okay. I said, we talk about this later because I work the evening shift. She's working morning shift. She caught me when I just woke up. So I said, we talk about when I get home tonight. So your boy left to go to work, got my shower, everything, left to go to work. And my key, I forgot my money. I said, oh, man, that's $60 on the thing. I need to go get that. I ain't got no gas. So I try to go back in the house. My key don't work. This monkey done, not only is she, either she changed, she took my key off the key ring.
So when I changed the locks?
No, she took my key off the key ring. It was even better because, you know, I thought I had the keys to get in, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really mad now. I'm really mad. So everything she, long story short, everything she told me was a lie. She told me she was a chemist at a lab trying to, she's just a med tech. You know, that's like a $40,000 a year difference. You feel me? a med tech is somebody that, you know, not putting the job down, but they just take the needles out, you know, if they give people needles and stuff like that. And,
yeah, yeah.
You
know, no degree. No degree.
Right. Like, y'all, yeah. No, I'm sorry. 2 years. You got to have a 2-year degree to be a med tech. But
okay.
It's not a chemist. We all know what a chemist is.
Sure.
Discovering stuff and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
She lied about her relationships with people, with all these men she was dealing with that were calling the house. They were just friends. Okay, they're friends. I ain't going to stop you from having friends. Okay, cool. So kind of find out she's having sex with two or three of them. I'm like, goodness gracious. Kind of find out about her house. She told me the house was paid for, house ain't paid for. Tell me a bunch of stuff, man, a whole bunch of lies.
Wow.
And filing charges on me. This went on like, you know, I would say 09. Mm-hmm. Every month of 09, when I beat the court case for domestic violence, you know, she said we weren't living together anymore. You know how you get the charge for domestic, so you see them,
mm-hmm.
you know, domestic charge, you can't see them, right? She said, I'll see her or try to talk to her. Now, say the day was the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
They went to court today, February, you know, March 22nd.
Sure.
Went to court and say, okay, I beat the charge the 22nd. 2 weeks later, I get paperwork saying that I violated my protective order on the 22nd. That don't happen for about 8 or 9 months till finally they sent the address to the wrong address. I get pulled over for a regular traffic ticket, and they looked on my thing and saw a violent warrant, and I got locked up for four.
Yeah.
I got locked up for 5 days just because I had a violent warrant. Because, you know, PG County don't play with that domestic violence. But if you're a victim, if you're the man and this woman's filing charges on you, there's no protection there for you. You're going to jail. Excuse me. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You're going to jail.
Wow.
And that went on for over 9 months, man. And finally I got a prosecuting attorney to listen and say, look at all these charges I'm facing. Look at this book. You should see this. this criminal book I had. If anybody know me, know I don't do nothing wrong. I don't never, you're never in trouble with the law.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you know, I got a book now. I got a mystery court case. You know,
it's your show tonight, brother.
So when you get off the, when you say to yourself, you know, when I got my divorce, man, you best believe, I was happy to get that divorce. I was like, man, I got put up with this mess no more. You know.
Wow.
So I don't mean to take so much of the show, but you know.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, because I heard the story. And I was like, man, if that's not drama, I don't know what is.
No. And she switched up quick. I mean, come on, even my friend, I got a friend named Jackie. She's cool as a mug. We used to date, but we just better off as friends. You know, she's like my Elaine if I was Jerry on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hang out. That's it. she got her guy friends she bring over, you know, cool. She's cool like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, man, you got to get out of there, man. She's crazy. I'm telling you. She said, I told you, crazy. My mom are really not that close, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all laugh. My mom and I are really not, like, mom and son close, you know?
Yeah.
We got that, like, we see each other every 6 months or so. We'll talk to each other every 6 months. We're not really that close. My mom talked to her for 10 minutes. She was like, you know what? I never would tell you this, but you need to get a divorce and fast.
Wow.
10 minutes, man.
Wow.
Like, where were you at when I was getting murdered? Oh, shit. You couldn't take them 10 minutes to talk to it in before she said I do? And, like, you know, she told me she had fell on hard times with the house.
Yeah.
So I took out some of my annuity money, maybe about 30 grand, and I gave her 18, right? I gave her 18. Mm-hmm. I paid 10 of it with bills. I gave her the 18, come back 2 months later, there's $25 in the account.
Wow.
So, now, we was only married 10 months, so that's to tell y'all something.
10 months. She was in it to win it.
She was in it to win it.
And your mom knew in 10 minutes.
My mom knew in 10 minutes, man. I'm gonna say
10 minutes.
It's crazy. You need to get, I see, I would never tell nobody to get a divorce, but you, yes, you need to get a divorce.
Wow. And look, you didn't know it when you said I do.
Because, like, we had dated for a year. We had dated for a year and was engaged for, like, 9 months. And we even lived together for, like, 4 months before we got married.
Tricked you.
You feel me?
So when did all the drama start? Like
when I got hurt?
You said I did.
When I got hurt. I say when I got hurt because we went to vet. You know when something ain't right, but you just go along with it anyway. Like, we had a honeymoon in Vegas, right?
Uh-huh.
I stayed in Vegas 9 days for free.
Okay.
That's to tell you something right there. But it didn't register at the time. They got a gambling problem. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell? Who stays a week, more than a week in Vegas for free?
She was comped rooms.
9 days of compness? Come on, Tay.
Wow.
That's a lot. I'm talking like the $500 night rooms. I ain't talking the little room with just the bed.
Wow.
We had the you know, everything. Had the TV in the bathroom type joint. It was nice.
Okay.
I ain't hit it. But when I got hurt, money got a little tight because, you know, they wait for your, you know, hurt
disability
money to come in, whatever, right? Disability money to come in. That's when everything kind of changed. Start seeing a different side of it. I was hurt. You know, I couldn't bowl. She was mad about me not being able to bowl. I was like, come on, dude, are you crazy? So my ankle's messed up. I broke my ankle in 2 places.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be out for 6 months on a cast. She was mad over that.
Wow. No support whatsoever. Dude, her cash cow was no longer because you was actually taking care of her gambling habit.
I was. And then I kind of find out this is the worst part. This is the worst part. And I blame the whole marriage on me. I put it on me because I should have known these signs. I should have seen, since I've been married before, I should have seen these signs. But I didn't. The worst thing, that's not even the worst thing. The worst thing is I didn't know that she wasn't taking showers but once every 2 weeks.
She was what?
Yes, only taking showers once every 2 weeks. See, bird baths, domestic.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. It wasn't until I got hurt that
you know how
we all men, we all leave the washcloth in the drain, right? Right. So 3 days, 4 days later, I go back and say, you know what? Let me do something around the house. Let me clean the tub or something, you know. I go pull the shower back. My washcloth is still there. 4 days, 4 or 5 days ago. Right up on the thing. And I know it's in the same spot that I left it. Obviously, she wasn't taking no showers.
Wow.
And nobody could take a shower with a washcloth over the drain plug. There's no way.
Man.
So that was the absolute worst. And I confronted her about that, right?
Like, oh, gosh.
You're not taking a shower? She said, no, I always bird bath. I was like, are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
No, we have been together 2 years. We have been together 2 years, and I didn't know she wasn't taking a shower because I would leave early in the morning.
Hey, man, you know, when y'all was in Vegas, you didn't know?
Well, she take a shower then. I would know she take a. We went to Vegas, she took showers.
Yeah.
You know? Or either she'd be cleaned up, you know, I'll be gambling or something. I come back and she's clean.
I'm ready.
You know what I mean?
Man,
the
I don't know. That brother's
really
talking about
hair.
March Madness right there.
She got long hair, right?
Oh, God.
She's a black woman, but she got long hair. Hers, her hair, right? And one day, you know, we was in the mix and she said, what is that smell?
Oh, no.
She's like, I said, is that your hair? Oh, it stinks. Oh, you got to do something about that. I got up and said, come on, let's go wash your hair. That's how bad the funk was. He was like, well, let's finish up. I said, no.
No.
Oh, man. Her hair stunk so bad. I got up off of it. Come on, man. You know it must have been bad. It's no worse than that.
That's almost
check
like
it out.
I'm going to get you sucker type stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, sir.
Back to the
yes,
room.
Sir. The wooden leg, the wooden eyeball
yeah.
come out.
No, and the worst part is, when I was
there's
in
more?
I was locked up. She was bragging. I got locked up. I'm in there with criminals. I'm talking about this is kind of funny, but it's not funny. But I was in a guy, old man was in there. He's about 60-something years old. Little dude, you know, don't look like he heard a fly. He said, yeah, I just did 10 years. I was having my party for getting out, and dude started talking stuff. So I slit his throat. And I went, what?
Oh, wow.
He just got out. I slit his throat, but I swear to God, I didn't stab him 22 times. Huh?
What?
Me and Sarah still together. He got me in here with this dude. He got me in here with that dude, man. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on here?
Wow.
It's just like, you know, but I got a good woman now, for real. I've been blessed. You know, it's always a storm. First, then you get the sunny day, right? So
yeah.
I got my sunny day girl now, man. She's great. Her name's
Sam. Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad there's a rainbow over that story, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Crazy.
I was waiting for it.
Crazy, man. She's great.
What
man. She got her quirks, too, now. Don't get me wrong. They all do.
You
can't group women all together. They're not all the same. But she's real smart. She's real intelligent. I don't know what she's doing with me, but, you know, she's real smart, real intelligent. She got me out of jail. That's the person who stuck up for me, you know, because I'm a friend with him and Han. Well, Mike do got a temper. He might have done it. He might have snapped.
Might have slit his throat.
You know what I'm saying? But he was like, nah, because Mike been at my house the last week and a half. He's no way really could be stalking us. You know? So, yeah, my back. I mean, that's what you want. You want somebody in this life that you could communicate with first.
Yeah.
Have your back second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take, I know my second, you heard me talk about my second wife, but her mom and dad, they had a good relationship. No matter what he did, say like he tried to stab me, she went to me and said, you know what? You should let him stab you. Why you kept moving?
Oh, my God.
But behind closed doors, she was like, look, you know, dadgum well, you was wrong for trying to stab that boy. You know what I'm saying? She would never let me know that. But behind closed doors, she let him know, hey, you ain't supposed to do that. You 7 years old, you trying to stab somebody. What's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I want. I want relationships like that where a woman got my back 100%, no matter what I do out here in the street.
I mean, that's the way it should be. But a lot of times we don't see it. We don't see that drama. Because, you know, we know that in the beginning that representative is there, they're on their best behavior. And so are we, you know. But we don't see that drama, that stuff that can come out and be detrimental to the marriage, man. Like yours, man. And, hey, thanks for sharing, man. That was powerful, brother.
Good worries, man. Bro. It's all good, man. Anything to help you guys out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to go through them last, you know, since 08, what I've been through. Locked up with criminals. My money.
Make sure your washcloth is the washcloth.
You can make a movie with that, bro.
You making a movie for that?
Make sure that soap got some.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because I didn't, 2 years.
Two years.
Because think about it, I leave early in the morning. You know, so you never know, man.
Birdman Jr.
Hey, look, I don't know if anybody can top that one, but does anybody else have anything they want to bring to the table?
That concludes our show for the evening.
No. You didn't shut it down at 10 o'clock, did he?
That was enough, man. Good words, brother.
Well, look, I know most of y'all are married now, right? Is that all?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but just keep the commute. Well, I've been married twice.
Yeah.
I'll say, I've been married 16 years the first time. I say the first marriage was communication.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't communicate enough to her. And she didn't communicate enough to me. We and her are still friends. We talk twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we just grew apart. We was high school sweethearts. So, but me, you know, as long as you keep the line of communication open and say what's on your mind, get it off your chest. Don't let nothing build up.
Yeah.
You don't like something? Let her have the little fights, you know, like what y'all going to watch, what y'all going to do. But when it comes to them big fights, you take control. You say, look here, we doing this. We doing
that.
That's
so right.
Because I said so. Because I said so.
You know, not because I said so. Not like I wouldn't go that far away.
That's Tony's rule.
Get away with all that, but you know, like, look, she want to move. Say she want to move the buoy. You want to move up Marlboro. You say, look at me moving up a Marlboro. That's it. I'm closer to work. You know, you can put it down to it too. Closer to work, better for me. Blah blah blah. That's it. Looking up a Marlboro. You better not looking buoy. You know what? That's my man. I know he loved me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. He told me where he was going to move to. You know?
And that's good. And that's good. You show authority. You're taking charge.
But that stuff you want to watch on TV and all that, man, let her have that, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Good for sharing.
I got hooked on cooking shows. My wife couldn't cook a lick.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who Bobby Slay is, all of them. You know?
Good.
She couldn't cook water. She burnt
some boiled water.
Babe, can I get some cornflakes? She burnt that. How you burn cornflakes?
good.
Tell me she
right, well, it's 10 o'clock, and I got a monkey wrench. I haven't had one in a couple times up at on the mic, but I got a monkey wrench.
You ain't got no monkey wrench after that, brother.
I got a monkey wrench.
Yeah,
I got a
monkey wrench. You got a little screwdriver or something.
It might be a screwdriver, but it might be a monkey wrench. The monkey wrench for 10 o'clock is, do you think that Halle Berry is a drama queen?
She crazy.
Yes.
She is not a catch.
100%.
She off a rocker.
Yeah,
but I'll tell
it's
you
no
one
doubt.
Thing, though. I'd rock it one time.
No.
Just one time?
Yeah, and then you have to walk away.
No, I heard about your one time. No, you better walk away soon.
I mean, but listen. Somebody that's that fine can't keep a man. It's got to be a drama queen.
Got to be, man. What else could it be?
Yeah.
Tony, I would say that Halle Berry is actually not that attracted to me.
Hold on.
Hey, check it out. We men, right?
Hold on, let me talk.
Let me explain to can I explain myself?
You got to be honest.
Let me explain myself. She is very physically attractive. Don't get me wrong. But that drama stuff makes her not so attractive. I'm talking about the complete package. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Like, I wouldn't
marry her.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
If you were not married
today,
Halle Berry walked into your place of business
in trouble
and was like, hey, can we go to lunch?
Mm.
I heard a little bit about you, and I know you're a nice guy, and I want to get to know you a little bit better. Can we go to lunch? What would you say?
Of course I go to lunch. Number one, she's paying. Number two, she's right. She's heard about me, head of household. So, you know, all of that makes a lot of sense. So, sure, I would go to lunch with her. I just said I wouldn't marry her. She's just not marriage material.
But you just said that in reference to being attractive with all her drama. So, basically, if she said, let's go out on a date on my yacht, just me and you for the weekend, and you know about the drama, you know about she can't keep a man or nothing, you still going to be like, nah, you got too much drama?
I'm going.
Hey, look here. Look here. I can answer that for him.
Okay.
Well, she can't keep one, so that means she ain't going to try to keep me. Let's go.
Just for the weekend, huh?
Just doing that.
Good words.
I asked that question to say, sometimes they're women that are fine. We know they got drama.
Yep.
But they so fine, we give it a shot anyway.
Yeah, but I agree with Rodney, though. There are those women that you know of that the beauty just, it doesn't matter because of all the things that are going and swirling around them, and it just makes them horrible.
Yes.
And you just have to basically say, you know what? Man, it would be cool if you had no drama, you kept your mouth closed.
And you weren't that pretty.
And you
weren't as pretty.
But you, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I know exactly what you're talking about because I can think of like three right now. I got a couple of colleagues that are women. Bad. They got so much drama going on with them. And the only reason I hear about it is because, again, in the office. So you hear about this stuff in the office. And you hear them and they stand around and all these women talking, blah, 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 blah. Bad. But they crazy. So what happens is all this drama, when you look at them, you know, other people coming in, you know, we got new people coming sometimes. There's other cats coming into town from other places. They'll be like, yo, what's up with such and such? And I'm like, you know what, man? I don't think you want to do that. And that's really what you have to say because you know what you're talking about, man. Look how bad she is. She Halle Berry bad, but
you don't want to do that.
That's right there. She Halle Berry bad. Bad.
Halle Berry is just like that Black Widow, you know. It's like them freaks. You going to go there. Because you know she's freaky.
Yeah.
You're
going to try. Like all those male widows, you know, black spiders that try to get up on that Black Widow.
Mm.
When they finish, they get bit.
Maybe that's what I had, Black Widow.
Oh, you talking about the praying mantis.
Yeah,
praying
I'm talking
mantis,
about that
right.
too. But that Black Widow, they kill them right after
they
the
kill
male
them.
Get
Black
in.
Widow, no, killing the males after they have sex with them.
But I think you have to look at why Halle Berry is whacked out.
It's the same
thing
you would
and
look at a freak, man.
And
why
that's because
why you won't marry the girl that gives you the best sex?
And that's because you look at Halle Berry's her childhood. Her parents divorced when she was four. And she was raised exclusively by her mother. And she didn't even know, you know, as an adult, she didn't even know if her father was still alive. You know, I think they reconciled or whatever, but that's why she's crazy. I mean, literally, her first, you know, because it's nothing, the first male-female love is between a father and a daughter, you know. And if she didn't have that. So that's why she's, you know, when it comes to men, she can't deal as far as, like, relationships and marriage and all that stuff. Now she got the custody battle, you know, and you knew that was some bunk anyway. I mean, she don't just go out and just have a child with a dude, not marry him. You know, I just want a child. I mean,
she said she
won't
get married again after Eric Benet, though.
Yeah,
she's on national TV with Oprah. I'm not getting married again. I will not get married again.
Yeah, but let me ask y'all this. If she came to you and you weren't married, And she was like, I don't want to get married, but I just want you to father my child.
Yes, indeed.
No, crazy.
You know what? My son be going to public school, but I say he's going to private school.
Y'all are crazy. And
hope I don't get on the first shot. For real. It ain't my time of the month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Wow. It's a millionaire. Women do it all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? They don't make it right. I would not. I mean, you think she got drama with the relationship. I mean, then baby mama drama? Come on, dude. No. No. That's what she got now. You know?
Do that. That's but it might be about money, too, though. Ain't she trying to take the kids?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't pay no attention
to
her that much.
He lost that case. He ain't have enough money to win that case.
Yeah.
But some of us, some men have fallen victim to that.
Yep.
Woman's fine. She got drama. She got baby father drama, whatever. And we jump right in because she make us look good out in public.
Yep.
She may do that thing. She may make that big toe turn sideways, you know. You know, and they fine, man. You know, and we fall for the hook, line, and sinker. Taking it to a domestic level. Anybody try to clean up the house, try to help out, and your wife go behind you?
That's why
you want to quit.
No, never. That never happened. I mean, when I clean up, you know, I clean up. You know.
Yeah. I mean, some of us want to clean up. We want to help out. But our cleaning up ain't cleaning up to them.
Well, it's just, I mean, it shows that you helping out. You know what I'm saying? I would say it shows that you're trying to do it, you know. But if you don't do it well, if she comes behind you, let her go behind you. What you want? I mean, it sounds like
she
knows you're trying.
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful. And I think you got to tell her, you know, because my thing is, like, I can't clean the shower to save my life. I can't clean it like she cleaned it. But, you know, when I do clean it, I told her, you know, she would come in and I work hard on the shower, cleaning up the bathroom. She's like, did you even clean the shower? And I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't work and I'm on, you know, just scrubbing and you're going to come in. And, did you even touch it? Yes. I was in there for 30 minutes. Yes. So I told her and I said, don't, you know, and now she comes in. Oh, you cleaned the shower. Thank you. And it's not clean to her satisfaction. I know that. But it makes me feel better because she just, like, she appreciates the fact that I cleaned it. And she didn't have to clean it, even though it's not clean up to her standards. But she's learned that don't tell me that
don't
it ain't
belittle.
Cleaned enough.
Belittle.
Yeah, don't belittle me.
No.
Exactly. Don't
right.
do that. Don't do
you
that.
You know how you handle that one if they continue?
How you do that?
You stop doing it. And after you stop doing it, then it's going to be like, well, you don't do nothing. Well, when I was, it wasn't good enough, and you always diamond for what so that is.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
When I did that one, it got real quiet, and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because it happens. Mine isn't cleaning, though. Mine is folding clothes. Because I'll try to wash, you know, I'll wash and fold clothes, and then she'll just refold them.
What?
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I fold them, throw them in the drawer. I don't want to see them until it's time for me to wear them, but they got to be folded right.
Wow.
You know, I think it's like a space saver kind of fold. You know, we fold it my way, we going to fit more in this drawer. You know, me, I'm slamming them in the drawer, just pushing it closer.
You got a space saver roll, and she got the one where she pull it out and she can just put it straight on.
Yeah.
Open, but you got them in there.
Yep.
Exactly. Drama, man. Just drama. What about?
I think the big thing with the drama piece, particularly for women, is, and I think a lot of times, I just think sometimes, like with my wife, you know, what she ends up saying is, you're not empathizing or sympathizing and sizing whatever with me. You're not consoling me and blah, blah, blah. In this situation, and a lot of times I'm just paralyzed because I don't know what to do because I feel like the old children's story of the little boy that cried wolf. Everything is always a big deal, so therefore when it's legitimately something that is a big deal, I'm exhausted. I don't even know. I don't even know what the big deal is. Or I'm just like, all right, well, I dealt with these other 15 little small things.
That's what I'm saying. Larry had a small stuff. You get that.
They weren't big, but I've had to pull so much energy to focus on these 15 things that now it's this big issue, and I'm tapped out. I'm on E.
Yep.
And that's kind of what I feel like. I actually, the last time we got into it, I said, you're like the little boy crying wolf all the time. The weather is legitimately here this time, and I'm not out there with a gun or nothing. I'm just like, yeah, you got mauled. Because I had nothing to give. I have nothing, and I think that's what makes it very difficult. Is like, I think as men, we just pick and choose when we really gonna open up and say something when it warrants the discussion or conversation.
Right.
It's like a lot of times everything is magnified. I mean, intensified. It's just always, you know, just expressed in a strong way. And you're just like,
yeah,
all right, man, I gotta listen to this. I gotta hear this, and that'll have you sitting in the garage waiting about seeing about coming inside.
Yeah, driving around the block before you come home.
Yeah, that'll have you out in the car saying, "Whoo, goodness, let me take this aspirin."
Mm-hmm.
All of this. She's like, "How long you been home?" "Oh, I just got here." "You've been in the garage for 30 minutes.
Yeah, she got that tracking device.
Yeah, that low jack.
Mm-hmm. What about that Facebook status?
Oh, man.
What about that? Always checking that Facebook page.
Yours or hers or what?
Hers. I mean, that's some drama there. I had a friend of mine that said, and I know I've said this on this call before, that he wanted to remove every computer from the house.
That bad?
It was that bad. And I happened to be one of his wife's Facebook friends, and she was on that joint like, okay, I'm getting ready to take the kids to the bath. Okay, I'm getting ready to get ready for work. Okay, I mean,
wow.
you know, letting the whole world, the Twitter, the Facebook, let the whole outside world know every move that you're making.
I don't.
That's that drama. That's that, you know.
Yeah. The world will need to know everything that goes on in your home. That's the first thing. But secondly, man, that's deep. You know,
I've been
like my man. I got a friend named George. His girlfriend will look on my. He'll say he's out with me, and she'll look on my Facebook and say like, "Well, Mike was home on Facebook. How could y'all be out together?" You know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, I had some dude stalking me, man. I'm like, look, I don't go that route. You know?
Oh my God!
I'm trying to get with me. He sent little notes and everything. I was like, man, so I had to block and, you know, actually block him. I was like, man, I don't like blocking people, but, you know, got to block him. I mean, it's Facebook, something else. It has its good points. Well, of course, you know, with the Japan issue, it's been a good thing, but,
yeah,
it has
yeah.
its bad points, too, where everybody knows everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it gets a little deeper than that, too, because even if you try to get rid of it, it's not gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because, I mean, you can always come back as somebody else.
Well, no, because, see, you have to, in order for you to get rid of your account, you have to sit there and delete everything off it one by one. And
wow.
then it's still not gone.
Wow.
Because everything that anybody ever tagged, it stays.
Wow.
Mm. So if you got a picture of me and you and I tag that picture, mm-hmm. that picture ain't going nowhere. Until I get rid of it.
That's right, because it's on both pages.
That's
and you actually, you know, they because I watched a documentary on it, and this one lady was like, I finally had enough of it. I'm fed up, so I decided to get rid of it. It took her 17 hours to get rid of her Facebook account.
Gracious. She was serious about getting rid of it, though. I tell you that.
She did. It was a
documentary.
It was 17 hours.
17 hours. I just wouldn't have logged in no more.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. It was, but it was part of the documentary that they did because what it is they used it to do like the background studies. That's why when you log into Facebook, them little pop ups that come up on there,
mm-hmm.
is based on where you've been on the internet.
Mm, that's right, because it. is tracking your activity. But now talking about tracking activity. Mm-hmm. Anybody dealt with that? With the wife tracking activity?
Yeah.
Knowing what time you was here, what time you was there, what time you left work, what time you left the Safeway.
Yeah. My wife was famous for that one. She would say, you know, it's 5:30. You got off at 3:30. You walk to your car 15 minutes. You home 25 minutes. Well, you've been the last hour and 10 minutes. And you gotta explain yourself. I'm a grown man, but I gotta explain myself where I've been.
That's a bit much.
Like, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I'm telling you.
Thing as a pit stop. You got to check in.
No, I can't even buy flowers for you. I guess I can't even go get these flowers.
Yeah.
I got her one day like that. I was like, I can't even get flowers for you, huh? You know what? I threw them away before I got here. I knew he was going to act like this.
And then they use the excuse, well, I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you weren't, you know, in a ditch somewhere.
That's the stupidest line in the world.
Well, we've all heard it.
heard that one.
But then. Well, my favorite is they call you, pick up, you say hello. Hey, where are you?
I'm not home.
I mean, hello. How was your day? Well, hey, where are you?
Technology's something else because, you know, now you got the picture, the phone with the cameras on it, right? Well, take a picture. Let me see where you at. Send me a picture where you at.
No, they got one even better than that.
What's that?
Everybody, when you get off your phone, check it.
Yeah.
Because if you got one that's GPS capable,
they
know exactly where you're calling from.
Your GPS probably turned on.
Yeah.
Because they have tracking on them that you can cut on. So, you know, like the
iPhone. In case you get kidnapped or something, yeah.
It's a big candidate.
Yeah.
If you lose
you really
your iPhone, you can find it.
Yeah. You got to.
They say they did it for the kids.
Yeah, you got to. If you don't, it will be on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you look at it and it's like, okay, well, why is mine on? Well, I was trying to make sure you didn't lose it. Where you at? I'm at the cornerstone. No, you ain't.
I mean, but how much drama is that really? When you can't even, you know, make a pit stop to a friend's house, you know, and they already on a computer tracking your location.
That's a darn thing. That happens. Oh, great.
That's bad.
That happens all the time. I mean, even if I'm not even married. I got a girlfriend. She's like that, man. She's like, even though she's great, don't get it wrong, she's great. She's 10 times better than the last one. But,
yeah.
You know, I went to the Wizards game, you know, 1:30. My man lives like, you know, 6-7 blocks from there. We stopped past his house, had a few beers, and I came back to her house, and she's like, where you been? I was like, I called you. You were asleep or something. Well, you should have waited till I woke up or something. Let me know where you was at. I said, I'll text you, let you know I was going to my friend's house, Tony. You knew he was going to Tony's house before you left? Like, no, I didn't. It was a spare of the moment thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. They always think that
you're mad over that. Yeah, they think you already done put a plan together before you done put it.
Nah.
I'm like, no, just like, let's go to. You give me too much credit. That's too bright for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're too bright for me. You know, I ain't put no plan together. It was going, you know, I ain't trying to conquer the world or nothing. I'm just going to have a few beers.
But a lot of that is from past relationships that they've had or trust issues that they've had. A lot of times, half the time, it doesn't even really relate to you. You know, it's not even really something that you've done. It's something that somebody done to them in the past that makes them, you know, untrustworthy of you know, your whereabouts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but even if you haven't given them a reason to be, that's a problem that I've got because everybody's different. You know, that guy who cheated you in your last relationship, that was your last relationship.
Yeah.
You know, why am I paying the price for what he did?
Well, it is, though. I mean, they most of them, talked to my friend Jace, he was like, man, women mostly group men as all the same. Whereas I don't group, you know, women together as being all the same. They're all different. They all look different. Why not they all be different? Like, you know, he may like cookies, the other one may like pies. You never know. But they all group us as one. Oh, he a man, he'll do that. You hear that? I know your guys heard that. Oh, he a man, he'll do that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And the worst thing about being married was the first time was that my wife had a whole bunch of
single divorced friends. And I told her straight up, I said, look, you keep going the way you are, you're going to be just like one. You're going to be just like them. Because I ain't hanging around for all that Trump.
Yeah.
I ain't sticking around. You can fix that. You know, you got to watch the company that she keep more than you got to watch the company that you keep. Because, you know, you can hang with a divorced dude. You know what he about. He going to do his thing. So
yeah.
You know when not to hang, when not to hang. But women, they not like that. They say, oh, girl, he's doing this, he's doing that. Man, I had so much drama. She was hanging with divorced friends. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And out of the club, out of the strip club.
Oh, yeah, basically. You know, my wife was like, well, first wife, she was like, she ain't know nothing. Like, her eyes got open. You know, you ever seen that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, where the guy, suddenly he realized everything's going on around him?
Mm-hmm.
That's how she was. She just, boom, this is going on? Shoot, let me jump on the boat, too. You know?
Wow.
But it was, you know, we still talk, man. He's good folks, but
yeah.
I'm so glad you live in Atlanta, boy, to deal with no drama, you know?
Yeah, understood.
I can see her coming. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can see her coming to see me every week or something, you know? Let's have lunch. Let's do this. No.
I mean, you've been down that road. You've seen that drama, you know, unfold.
Right, and when they tracking you, that's still even the worst. What they doing? Why are they tracking you so hard? You better think about that one more than anything. Why are you looking at my stuff so hard?
I think there's an underlying issue there. There's an underlying issue.
Yeah, because as men, we don't. Oh, I didn't. I didn't track my woman's where you been. You gone for an hour. Okay. You know, must have been doing something for me or something, you know. That's what I think, but.
Guys do it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys do it. They track. They checking underwear. They do all that.
I don't think I ever checked nobody's underwear.
You should have.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
You should have.
Yeah, man.
Great.
Which brings me to my next statement. I don't know how to say this, man. I think I'm just going to say it. We always end up back at this place. But I think this is appropriate.
Okay.
It's a whole drama queen situation. If you have sexual intercourse one time a week or less, you may be married to a drama queen.
I don't know how to answer that.
One time a week or less, you may be married to a drama queen. I think that is something that is worth a conversation.
So what you're saying is that she'll create stuff just to make just to say oh, you ain't getting none tonight. You know?
Exactly.
Wow.
There it is.
I need a favor.
Headache.
Wow.
I need to get your credit card.
Kids in the room. Kids still up. Does it make sense?
It makes sense. Makes perfectly good sense. But at the same time, you know, maybe she going through something that week, you know. But we talk about an average of once a month.
An average.
Yo, I've been on an average where it was once a month. So, you know.
But we know you was married to a drama queen bona fide.
Oh, no. Actually, the drama queen wanted it every night. You'd be shocking. But true. Every night. I had to say, stop. Get off me. You know? No, not tonight. I got a headache, you know. When I was married the first time, you know, it was like maybe we got to a point where I had a day. Then you had an hour, you know, during the game Sunday, during halftime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got down to that. It's like, come on, man. You got to do better than this. This ain't working.
That's drama. That made you a drama king.
She's not drama.
Yeah.
My first wife's not a lot of. She had issues, but she not. I wouldn't call it drama. You know, she don't have that family issue going on like we talked about earlier tonight. She don't have none of that. She just likes to go to bed and sleep. That's it.
Sure.
Leave me with the kids and the folding and clothes and washing and stuff.
Sure.
But what can you say when they making more money then? You say, okay, take your nap. Go on, girl. I'm all right. Make sure you pay that house? No, don't. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah, I can agree with that one 100%, fella.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through that scenario, man.
I've been through it a lot, man. You know.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they always come up with something. It's always head hurt, or feet hurt, or leg hurt. Matter of fact, you know, if you can catch them in the rhythm of saying all those things, you know, you can get somebody on one of those little things, make a little song out of it. You know what I mean?
Put some auto tune on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's a true statement, though. Yeah, I was listening to that one. I had to comment on that one.
Yeah, I appreciate. Yeah, I mean, because you know, using sex as a tool, as a weapon, as a tool to get what you want. That's the drama queen's MO right there.
Oh, no,
you know.
Question.
But in this day and age, that's a destiny for your marriage right there.
Oh yeah.
They giving it away. Women out here today are giving it away like it ain't nothing. They don't care if you married. I mean, I got approached more when I was married than I am now when I'm single.
Yeah.
You know? Because they know I'm going home. You know, he ain't going to be around. He know what he want. You know what I want. Especially when we get older.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like there's more women out here coming at me now than it is before, ever. It was never like this in our 20s. I know that for sure. It was never like this.
It was always the other way around.
Yeah, you was coming at them, hey, girl, what's up? But now, what's up with you? You got a job, you got benefits, you got a wife, we can get down, you got all that. I got a job and benefits? Nah, go have a wife, go get a wife, because you're going to be trying to stay around my house now, because they got stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
One other day, they got their own. They don't need you for nothing. They don't need you for nothing for comfort and love, and, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need you for nothing else. So you got We got to look at it like it's different when our grandfathers came through. Men were the providers and all that. You got women making money now, so it's a whole different ballgame than it was then. So we got problems like we got more problems now than we did before. The more money you make, the more problems we're going to have.
Problem is, though, man. They take it all out of context, you know what I mean? I mean, you can make more money, but ultimately, in the sight of God, you know, there's an order to things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you make, and as long as you act in such a manner that you feel as if you know I'm in control of things because I make more money, you know it just comes up totally against everything you know the guy speaks about, man. So all it does is bring confusion into the house. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Words.
Yeah. So that's some crazy stuff, man. When they get to that place that they feel as if, well, I don't need you, know, I don't need this, and I don't need this. You know, I mean, yeah, go ahead, buy yourself a big vibrator and move in the corner. You know what I mean?
Move to the basement, right?
Yeah, for real. But like you know, woman ain't no good if she ain't got her kids. You know what I'm saying? Because I know plenty of brothers that got their kids, you know, 100% of the time. You know, they only got the mama ain't got no parental rights.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got that
yeah.
happening.
That's a problem.
You
that's
know
problem.
She ain't no. You know she ain't about nothing. She ain't about nothing.
Even
she
the judge was like, "No, we're giving them to the dad."
Exactly. You know? And you might have had a woman judge. You never know.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm.
It's a lot of things happening different than it was a long time ago. You know, they're coming at you now. They're gonna see what you all about. They, like you said, Halle Berry, what's she going to do? She's going to take you out, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it is sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, a lot is different now. We're seeing stuff that we've never seen before, especially when it comes to these relationships, you know. And you really got to stand on your ground. You know, I'm the man, and you really have to be the man now.
Exactly.
You have to put your foot down and be the man. Because if not, you will just be run over.
Yes, like a freight train.
Like a freight train.
On it.
Freight train. Like a freight train. Okay. Yeah.
I got a response to that.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
This Chuck, man. So I've been gone for 2 weeks, fellas.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, my
Welcome
brother.
Welcome back, Chuck. Go ahead, brother.
Man. Yeah.
Where to begin, right?
The
mic is yours, brother.
go ahead.
Let me say this. First of all, man, all y'all gave me bad advice.
Except for Rodney, right?
Rodney, you gave me the worst advice ever.
Did he get that on tape? He didn't get it on tape, did he?
It's on tape, brother. It's on tape.
Go ahead, Chuck.
To make a long story short, fellas, I'm not even at the house no more.
What?
Come on.
Hold up. Enlighten me, Chuck. What happened?
Yeah, you got to bring them up to speed, Chuck. They weren't here 2 weeks ago or three
all
weeks
right.
ago.
So what happened was we all of a sudden, my wife, you know, took a yearly trip to the CIAA.
Uh-huh.
Right? I was not invited, even though I wanted to go. She made it adamantly clear that she did not want me to go. So I said, okay, you know, fine, you know, enjoy yourself. You know, remember you're married, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I talked to all the fellas about it the Tuesday before she left, and I got a lot of advice. So I just, you know, I took everything and I took Rodney's advice, and I was just joking, Rodney, you really didn't give me bad advice, but I really took your advice and said, you know, I'm going to be nice. You know, I'm not going to, you know, trip about it. You know, I don't want to ruin her trip.
Right.
You know what I mean? So Thursday morning, you know, I wake up, pack up the car for her. You know, baby, have fun. You need money, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I'm fine. Enjoy your trip. I said, just call me. Let me know you got there. So later on that day, she calls me. You know, baby, I'm here. So, okay, cool. You know, have fun. So she called me every morning. By Saturday, she pretty much had no voice. So I'm like, wow, you must be really thugging it up down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, granted, this whole time, you know, I made it known to her again, baby, I want to go with you next year. Right? So she knew this going down there, but I didn't really sweat it. You know, I said, baby, you know, have fun, but, you know, next year I'm really looking forward to us going together. I said, even if it's just 2 days, you know, that's fine. You know what I mean? So she really did not say yay or nay, but I put the request out there. My thing is, you know, I'm your husband. You know, it really shouldn't even be an issue. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be gone for you for 4 days. So, but anyway, so she leaves. She left Thursday morning. Comes back Sunday, Monday morning, sometime over about between about 12 midnight Sunday. She comes back, no voice. I mean, looked like she is just partying with the best of them, which is, you know, I'm like, okay, that's what you do. You know what I mean? So, you know, I help, you know, get the stuff out the car. Now, mind you, my brother-in-law is there, which is her brother, was at the house when she got back because we both do music. So he comes over there a lot, and, you know, we mess around in the studio. So, you know, she gets back, and, you know, I help her pack the stuff, you know, unpack the car. And so I went upstairs to help. I went upstairs to iron my clothes for the next day. So I overhear her down there talking to her brother. She's telling about all the parties she went to. Oh, we did this and we did that. We did this, and I saw this person, I saw that person, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, word. You know, something like that, you know, y'all have fun. So I go downstairs. Now, mind you, her brother's here now. So I go downstairs, and I said, oh, baby, something like you know, you had a lot of fun, you know. You know, I said, I can't wait, you know, till we go together next year.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out her mouth and says, man, whatever, I already booked my room with my girls for next year.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I'm waiting on a punchline. I mean, I'm like, she's joking. And I'm like,
right.
Well, yeah, whatever. She's like, no. She said, I'm already booked my room for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
Okay. And it was so shocking, man. You know how sometimes something just hits you so hard, you know, you just don't know how to respond.
I think he was embarrassed more than anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because her brother was there. You know, but even her brother was like, that's wrong. You shouldn't have did that. And he was, now this is the guy that defends his sister to the death. But he was even like, had it been me, you wouldn't have never won in the first place. So she was just like, whatever, it's my time, my girls, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm hurt, I'm embarrassed. You know, I feel that at this point, I feel like this woman does not respect me at all.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Not only did you, it's bad enough that you rented it. I mean, you know, you booked the room, but you didn't even have the decency to call and at least say, well, I'm about, you know what I mean? You didn't do none of that.
Look, it sounds like you need your own trip to go to.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he looking in, not hearing what the advice was. My thing was, shoot, there's an NCAA tournament going on. You feel me?
The CIAA.
You know what I'm saying?
CIAA.
No, he's talking about the NCAA.
I know.
Right,
I know.
Now.
He's talking about that March Madness.
Yeah, March Madness going on right now. Man, I'm going to date.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
and, Jody, you ain't invited. For real.
But
don't
the story
worry.
Gets worse. The story
go
gets
ahead.
Worse. It gets
oh.
worse. That's the beginning. So, you know, I'm like, I cannot believe this. So, the next day, you know, I didn't really say anything because I was just so mad. You know what I mean? And I've learned that, you know, don't talk out of your emotions. So I just, you know, I just didn't say nothing. So I have made it a point. I said, well, when I get home from work, you know, we're going to sit down and talk about this. You know what I mean? So when I came home from work, she wasn't there. Her car was there, but she wasn't. So apparently she was. So I kind of waited on her. You know, so we could talk about this. And this whole time, man, I was, this stuff is festering inside of me. And so I just left. And this is where I messed up, fellas. This is where I messed up. I left. I was so mad and I was so felt so disrespected. I left and I took my ring off.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I messed up. So I left, took my ring off. I said, I don't even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got me a hotel room because I just did not want. I was just out of my mind, pissed. Like
sure.
It takes a lot for me to get that. You know what I mean? But I was like, I'm gonna end up in jail, like my man. You know what I mean? So I left. So the next day, you know, when I came back, now granted, had she called and said, baby, where are you? Because, you know, I'm usually always at home. You know what I mean? I don't have no friends in Raleigh because I moved up there with her when we got married because I'm from Winston-Salem. So, I don't know anybody there. So I'm usually always home. Now, she didn't call me. They were, you okay? Nothing. I'm like, okay. So I went home the next day, you know. And she's like, well, you know, what's up? Where you been? I was like, well, I got me a hotel room last night. She's like, why? I said, I was so upset. You know, I said, you know, we didn't really talk. You know, you didn't bother to find out what was wrong with me. I said, just to keep peace, I just decided to leave. And with that being said, she said, well, why did you leave your ring here? I said, I did that out of emotionalism. I said, you know, when you mad like that, you just do irrational stuff.
Sure.
I said, no, I was wrong for that. You know what I'm saying? Forgive me for that. Apparently, that was not good enough for her. So, basically, she told me, you know, get the H out of this house.
Mm.
Now, so, my thing was, okay, yeah, I was wrong for that. But you have to understand why I was mad. And I think you pretty, you got to know why I was upset. You
right.
blatantly disrespected me.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, blatantly disrespected not only me, but this marriage.
Sure.
Yeah.
And She does not see nothing wrong with what she did. So she, this was last Tuesday. This is why, two Tuesdays ago. So I was in a hotel, and fellas, I went home every day to try to make this work. And the thing that ticked me off was like, I'm sitting here apologizing for what I did, but you have yet to fess up to what you did.
Wow, yeah.
I'm telling you, every day, man, every day, 2 weeks ago, I went home every day and left there crying every single night, man, because she was like, man, get out of my face. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I don't want to see you. We get in separation.
Wow.
That's how I ended up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then it got to a point where she was like, well, I'm unhappy and you know, I'm not in love with you no more. And I'm like,
what?
Where's all this coming from?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's leading me to think, what's really going on? You know
yeah.
what I mean? Which I didn't even want it to shift in that direction.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I try to tell, I said, babe, we only been in this thing for a year. You know what I mean? I said, we still in boot camp. We got a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and she's just basically like, you know, and I could only chop it up to she does not want to be married, man.
Yeah.
Because she has yet to say, Chuck, you know, I was completely wrong for what I did.
Hey, Chuck,
I understand why you.
How long you known your wife?
I've known her, well, we dated off and on for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Is she one of those women that don't say she's sorry? Because I had one of them, too, that never said.
No, she said it before. And I'll tell you this, man. I never used to understand how fellas would be like, yo, man, I'm telling you, the woman you date and the woman you marry is two different people. I did not know that until last week.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew what they meant.
Wow.
Because, man, it was like she was a completely different person. But you, and I'm going to go back to something y'all said earlier. The first thing that came out of her mouth when I left that night and came back, the first thing that came out of her mouth, she said, you know what? She said, my daddy used to do that to my mama. She said,
yep.
You're not going to do that to me. The first thing that came out of her mouth.
Mm. Wow.
What ended up happening was you hit a button in an area that she hadn't healed from.
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you what, I did the same thing, and I hate to tell you, with my ex-wife, and she pushed a button, and it was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe you could push a button and stop loving somebody.
Yeah.
I don't have that in me, and she did that. I still, to this day, can't understand that. And this is 10 years later.
Well,
I don't know what it was, man. It was like a completely different person, and it hurt, you know what I mean? Because I love my wife, man, but, you know, the way, I mean, the week before last, I mean, she was literally trying her best to humiliate me, man. I mean, like, get the heck out of here. I want to look at your face. What the heck? What are you still doing here? I'm sitting there trying to talk to her, telling her, baby, you know, this is an attack from the enemy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's just totally ignoring me, scratching, you know, picking bumps off of, I mean, it was complete humiliation, man, and to the point where, and now I'm at a point where I'm like, you know what? F this whole thing. And I hate to be like that.
Yeah.
Don't,
like,
you need some outside help, man.
You know,
we tried that, man.
A lot deeper than what went on.
Yeah.
You're right.
And regarding
until you get to the source of the hurt and the pain and the unforgiveness, she's going to visit that on you.
Exactly.
And if you don't deal with it, even if you you guys get past this bump, it's going to rear back up.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll say this.
Let me ask you this. Now, she said, well, I think we need a separation, right? She said, well, you know, we can do counseling. Now, mind you, like I said, I got one sister here, which is where I'm at now, you know. But, I mean, she literally was like, get out of here. I don't care where you go, just get out of here. And I'm like, I don't have nowhere to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not cool.
I'm your husband. You just going to – I mean, I'm like, she treated me like, you know, she treated me like I just sat home all day, played PlayStation, and smoked up the mortgage money.
Yeah.
That's how she treated me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm like, how, you know, and so now I'm at a point where I'm not going to stay here forever because I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man in somebody's basement. So, and I told her, I said, baby, I said, now if I get this apartment, once I do it, it's going to be real hard for me to come back, period.
Yeah, and I'll go back to, you know, my advice that I gave you, brother. You know, I'm going to be praying for you. You know, that's real talk. You know, and I'm not trying to clean up my advice in any way, but from what I heard, and I know it's three sides, you know, to every story, her side,
right,
his story, and the truth. But what it sounds like to me, brothers, is that Chuck is in the clear because everything that he said was on her. And it sounds like if he had, say he took y'all's advice and said, no, you know, you got to stop her, it sounds like, and I don't want to assume anything, but it sounds like that she would have went anyway.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know, so the bottom line is that Chuck said, oh, let me pack your bags. You know, hey, have a good time. Oh, you're down there. Everything's safe. Cool. I'll let me tomorrow. He did everything where it was revealed that everything was on her, you know, and what she was feeling about the marriage. You know, it wasn't no like, oh, you know, my husband don't want me down here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to party it up. I'm going to party like it's 19. It was none of that. He was like, have a good time. So you basically, Chuck, it's all on her. Like, it sounds like to me, you free and clear. I mean, every decision, and when she talked about the separation, when she's sitting in a room like, man, she gonna at some point, she going to really realize, I effed up.
Is this the girl that went to the CIA thing?
Yeah.
Man, we told you about that.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, next time, you know what she's going to realize?
Time, get your own.
You know what she's going to realize?
What?
When she get with that next person,
yep.
And that next person is a 360-degree difference from what you are.
Hey, Chuck, I don't know what the story is, but this smells too damn like I've been through this game before, and I'm going to tell you what, brother, you don't have the whole picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I got to ask.
See, the way it is, man, I've been there, and I'm going to tell you what, man, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it sure ain't
a duck.
It's a duck.
All right. And you're going to
I know that, man.
Investigation, a whole lot of stuff that you just don't know about.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Patrice.
Yeah, I mean, my one question was, she did offer counseling. Is that something that you're going to look into? I mean, are y'all going to agree on?
Yeah, I mean,
if she offers counseling, are you going to say, well, it's going to be my counselor, my choice?
No, I mean, I agreed on the counseling. I did agree on that, but my thing is, you know, maybe this is just me not having the knowledge of this, but, you know, I mean, she was like, she's going through the whole legal separation, move your stuff out, get you a place, and then we go to counseling. I'm like, I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it sounds like their mind is already made up. And see, at the same time, I'm getting bitter. I'm getting bitter, man. And I'm, you know, and I really got angry today when I talked to her. I was like, I've been nice through this whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said, you don't treat me like trash, humiliated me. You know what I mean? You don't disrespect my mom. You know, all kind of stuff. And you know,
hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
If she wants to get the step, and she knows where to go.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there, man. And I'm gonna tell you, you don't have the whole deal.
I know this for a fact.
Okay, I'm just telling you, bro, I have lived it, and you don't have the whole deal, okay?
Yeah, right.
Because a woman just
the other thing, without
having a plan B.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Right, the other reason why you know you don't have the whole story is because the order is wrong. You don't go through the process, get separated apart, and then decide to get the help.
That's right.
You go and get the help, and then if it don't work, you go your separate way.
You can't make a marriage work under two different roofs.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
You can build
doing that so that you're not in that house.
That's right.
And that way, if it don't fall apart.
She knows where the Yellow Pages is. She knows where she can go.
Right.
I wouldn't go.
If it falls apart, she can go, well, we tried and it's your fault.
That's right. I'm going to tell you what, I'm at 10 years later, my ex-wife still has taken zero responsibility. And she was banging the house painter.
Now, I guarantee you, if you walk in the house tomorrow and you tell her we got counseling in 2 days, her whole attitude going to change. It's going to be one of those, oh, well, we said after. Because now you just put the horse back in front of the court.
So you saying the counseling is a smoke screen, somewhat?
It's a smoke screen. It's to make you think. It's to make you think that we can work it out.
The stick. She's gonna keep the carrot out there and beat you with the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you did was
that game, man.
You took his rings off, man. When you took his rings off, basically in the door for her.
But it ain't even that. It's not even that. It was before that. That's the problem. Is that right now?
she's utilizing that situation as a reason to act the way that she's acting. And
no,
it's
no,
not.
She went
her way and made her decision before she even came back.
Well,
yeah.
Basically, she had an agenda anyway on going
right.
where she's been going at for a while, and that's the reason why you weren't welcome. Anytime
when,
you know, it's your wife, if your wife is going somewhere, there should never be a place where you're not welcome, because that
right.
leaves too much room. But I think another thing is, man, is a lot of times we as men, we have a tendency sometimes of being, you know, really naive and comfortable with them sometimes. And then we have a tendency sometimes to go out of our way to make sure we please them. And they take that as a sign of weakness. And then they start running over us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, bro. She got a plan B. You can bank that.
No question.
Because here's the thing.
Been
if
down
you
that
go
road,
back,
bro,
if you go back
and
free. And
when the real deal comes out, you're going to be madder than a wet hen.
If you go back and trace, you were into it. You said, okay, fine. You want to go, I help you pack up. You know, you have a good time, and when you get back, whatever case may be, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you were supportive. When she came back, she had already booked her next year's trip, and you still ain't welcome to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a problem.
And then...
So you need your own trip. I'm telling you.
Now, did you ask the question of where she was when her car was gone and when her car was home and she was gone?
Yeah.
Now her best friend is getting married.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were together. I know that for a fact because she had been trying to get in touch with me, the best friend. I mean, and you know, really.
Just tell you, bro. Brace yourself because when the real truth comes out, you're gonna be stunned.
Let me ask you a question, Chuck. Do you trust her?
After all of this, I don't trust her heart. No.
Okay.
No, nah, for you to put literally to put your husband out on the street
for no reason.
For
no reason at all.
Well, her reason was because.
I took
my
ring
off.
Yeah.
No.
You know, which
no.
I did. Out of the most, you know, frustration and emotion, but I said, baby, you know, I was wrong for that. You know what I mean?
How many times
and
I took my ring off from my first marriage?
Dude, that is not a reaction that a normal woman would take.
For taking your ring off. It's
okay,
in my pocket.
I'm telling you, dude, she got a plan B. Listen to a brother that has walked down the path.
Yeah.
And look here.
I'm telling you.
Look here.
Go ahead, Chuck.
I had to let my wife know I lost my ring.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I never wore mine my first marriage. It got in the way.
So taking your rings off while y'all man is not a reason to be put out of the house.
I'm being serious with it.
But it goes back. It goes back to you know what we said earlier, which was the original question that was posed before you know Chuck gave us the update. Is that we can do all we can, you know, to be head of households and do everything like we're supposed to, but that doesn't automatically mean that the woman is capable of receiving that, what we have to give.
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what, you know, the whole topic, you know, did you know she was a drama queen? The fact is, as Andrew said, Brother Andrew said, that she is scarred. And she literally told you, Chuck, she was like, that's something my daddy used to do to my mom, and I ain't taking that.
Right. Yeah.
So she's still carrying that baggage from childhood that she's never dealt with, that her father's taking off the ring, going to the hotel, and he may be getting a jump off, whatever the case may be. Well, you didn't do that. You know, but that's what she's thinking. She's like, oh, yeah, I know your game. You just like my daddy. When you ain't nothing like that man. You ain't that man.
Exactly.
So she done already done placed that on you. And that's what the whole point of the matter is, that no matter, it can be a situation where we're doing everything we're supposed to do, and she may not even be capable because of her childhood demons that she hasn't dealt with, and just bringing it, as we talked about many moons ago, bringing baggage into the marriage.
Yeah.
She hasn't dealt with that, and here's the situation, though. Okay, if she doesn't get help, all right, she's going to go through this cycle many, many times.
Yep.
And she can be old and lonely and bitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and that's the truth. I saw my ex-wife and I watched her go through the same exact and heard the same words verbatim, okay, in two different marriages, two 10-year cycles, one with me, one with her ex, and today she's alone, bitter, and still mad at her daddy,
yep.
who just died.
Mm. And Chuck, one thing about it, you talk about the counseling. That's going to come out in the counseling. So like the brother said, I think Rob said it, go ahead and get the counseling. Say, hey, baby, you know, we got the counseling whenever you're ready. Because all that stuff, if you got a good counselor, he's going to bring it out of her.
That's right. And
yeah, well, I'm willing to do it, yeah.
The last thing you want to do, man, is leave that house.
As a matter of fact, I would set the counseling up, and it's going to sound crazy when I say this, make sure it's a female.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Or a couple.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Automatically,
yeah.
She's going to feel like it's a female. She's going to side with me.
Yep, yep.
When everything comes out, your faults that you admit to, she's going to be like, okay, you're right. Now it's time for the other side of the cube.
Yeah, I think something that you said, Chuck, is key, the fact that you feel as though she's not ready for a marriage. Either she's not ready to be married, maybe she was going through the motions because, you know, women like to get married and have their day, or she has no clue of what it takes to be in a marriage, one or the other.
And I
because
Go ahead. I was just going to say, just touching on Rob's point, when you do get a counselor, get about two or three options, all females or whatever, because, you know, that way, you put the ball in her court where you gave her three ladies, you know, gave them the credentials, you know, the location, all that stuff. And then it's like it can't be pointed back to where you chose her. You know what I'm saying? So give her some options, too, to say I've got several counselors, you know, whichever one we can do a test run with all three of them. And then we, you know, go forward with the one that you like. That
right.
way.
Well,
go ahead.
This is what we had planned to do because we, you know, we received premarital counseling. You know, and this was something that we both agreed to. So you know, the guy that gave us counseling was like, you guys make a great couple, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, okay, cool. So we decided to go back to the same guy because he's going to be really shocked
yeah.
when we come back and, like, it's two different addresses. So since
okay,
already,
is he married?
Yeah, he's married.
Does his wife practice?
Say it again?
Does his wife practice with him?
No, she doesn't.
I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because when you put a husband and wife in the room with a husband and wife, it's more powerful than
okay.
sitting there going, well, she did this and he did that. And that's why I said make sure that it's women that you choose as the counselors, because automatically if you choose a man, she's going to say the man is siding with you because you're a man.
Okay, I understand.
Even though that was your previous counselor. If he
yeah.
says anything against her, her attitude is going to be, and figure a man will look out for another man.
Right.
And maybe even though she doesn't practice, maybe she'll come in and sit in on just y'all's session. You know,
right.
If she would do that, because, I mean, I think the brother's right. When you have two people, two objective people, that would look at your situation, then you have a male and female, and then you come out with the same, you know, conclusion. You know, it's more powerful than then, you know, because it goes back to, like you said, oh, y'all just men. Y'all think the same. Y'all, both of y'all raggedy, you know.
well, she could have the same argument if he tries to dictate the mood, too, and say, well, I want the husband and the wife there.
True.
When the wife is just fine with going to the person that gave him the premarital counseling.
Yeah, and ask her. I mean, ask her if she's cool with that. You know, ask her, say, hey,
Honestly, I don't, and not that I'm, you know, not taking you guys' advice, but I really don't care who does the counseling. And the reason why I say
yeah.
that is because the facts are going to speak for themselves.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes,
regardless.
You know,
yep.
and, you know, one thing I do, I admit, I have flaws and things I need to be more consistent with. But one thing, you know, anybody can say about me is, one, Chuck loves his wife, and Chuck's a good husband, and he takes care of his responsibility.
Sure.
That I do.
Yep.
And, you know, so, I don't really care who does the counseling, because once the facts come out, but I honestly think it's just going to take a third party for her to see. And I'm not blaming everything on her because I shouldn't have did what I did, but I did it, you know.
You're talking
I
about
can't
the ring.
Do about
the ring.
That. Right.
So hold on. Let me just pump the brakes real quick. So your responsibility throughout this whole ordeal was the fact that you took your wedding ring off. Not that you left, that you just took your wedding ring off. And because that's the stake that she's driving in the ground right now. That was her determining factor to say, okay, you took your ring off, you need to bounce.
Yeah, it was the combination of the two.
Yeah, I mean, because leaving is never an issue when there's anger. Sometimes when there's anger, it's better for you to leave and cool off and then come back like you did.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But if she wants to hang her hat on the fact that you have taken your ring off, I think that that's some BS. I think that just like the brother said, that's a scapegoat for her to try to continue with this plan B.
But Tony, that goes back to what you said earlier about how you can be with a woman that just stirring up stuff.
Yep.
You know, just like, oh, you took your ring. Just like nobody, just like you said, leaving it was not the issue. You know, just like, oh, you took your ring off. You know, you did this, you did that. Just like, just drama.
Yeah.
First of all, here's the real deal. If somebody wants to make their marriage work, they'll make it work.
Yes.
If they're looking for a way, they will find anything and make that the end of the world.
Yep.
Okay? Yeah. That just tells you where somebody's heart is.
Yep.
Okay?
Right.
And I don't know if she's got, you know, something going on the side. It just doesn't smell right. But all I'm saying is that if she wants to make her marriage work, she will find ways to make it work. I don't care if she walked in and you were with the cheerleader. Okay, if she wants to make her marriage work, she will suck it up and say, "Okay, we got issues to work on."
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All
right. Right.
But if she's looking for a way, you know, man, when I was playing out there,
way out.
I would look for anything to start a fight with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the way that goes. Oh, you did this, and I'm pissed off. That just gives me a way to get back out there. Just tell me. Hey, Tony. Tony,
yes.
Lying?
Yes.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Am I lying?
No.
No, it's truth, right?
Yeah. And again, I think something that Mike said earlier in reference to his first wife, it's the company you keep.
Yes.
Nobody has told Chuck's wife yet that she is out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I wish y'all were near me.
Nobody has told her. Her brother made an attempt to tell her.
But who would?
But nobody on her female side, her peers, have said, "Where is your husband, and why is he not in that house?"
Right. That crew she went to CIAA with, you know.
Exactly. That bad crew. The bad crew that's not saying, "Get your man back."
Right.
Or have you lost your mind?
They want her to be miserable like them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what
you
want. And then they
want to
step in and snatch your man.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, man, what,
get him out of there.
What she told me, because I asked her, I said, baby, who are you getting advice from? And she said it was her cousin, man, who's a minister. Told her, yeah, you need to go through the separation.
What?
Oh, my, you are, that didn't even smell right.
I don't even sound right, brother. You know that, Chuck.
Right.
Hold up. Sometimes that's the worst person to go to.
The relative.
Yeah.
We have friends that we deal with that are going through some things, and that's going through marital problems, and the husband's mother is guiding him totally against the Bible.
Wow.
And she's a pastor.
Mm.
Huh?
Oh,
it's okay to have your cake and eat it too, and you can leave whenever you want to.
What?
Sound like somebody got it extended to me.
Yeah.
So sometimes going to family is the wrong place to go.
That's always the wrong place to go.
Always the wrong place to go in a situation like that.
And if she's going to family, and family is a minister, whatever case may be, and the minister is telling her she's right, first thing first. The word tells you're supposed to do everything you can to work it out.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
All avenues.
I got a call, a phone call at midnight, almost 12:30 last week for my daughter, having some serious issues in her marriage, and was on the phone for 2 hours with her. You know, the first thing I said was, you know, Glenn and I can't help. I mean, we can't counsel you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we've got people that can, but we can't.
Right.
Because I'm too emotionally involved. You're my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we deal with the same issue over and over again, but you're my daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good words.
Here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, is that when you are seeking counsel, and it's godly counsel, they forget one important thing. God is not a God of confusion.
That's
so
right.
If said is going to cause you to wonder, you know, or cause issues, it's not right.
Yeah.
The one thing, and here's the situation with her cousin or whoever she went to. The advice I gave my daughter is, I am here to fight for your marriage. Okay?
Period.
Because you can get through anything. And if you're taking advice from people that are not fighting for your marriage, you need to stop listening to them.
Right.
Mm.
That's heavy.
That's
heavy.
And I hope
that's
the minister, I got to ask this, did the minister go to the CIAA? I just got to know, was she in the crew?
No. But this is the thing, man. This is the thing. And, you know, and I don't know what Keisha's telling them, but I'm pretty sure that's being discreetly left out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's not telling them why I left.
Yep.
Or she's minimalizing it to the point where they're like, really, he left because of that? You know what I'm saying? I don't think she's really saying, well, you know, I did book a room, knowing that he wanted to go, knowing that he had already asked me to go next year. I booked the room without even calling him or asking him and just forget him.
Right, but here's the story she told them. You left and got a hotel and took your ring off.
Exactly.
You know,
I don't know what you did in that hotel.
Exactly. You were
That's
there
exactly.
chilling by yourself, you know? We know that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because Tony texted me. And I said, I'm in the hotel room, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a year into my marriage. I'm in the hotel. What am I doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you said that was Tuesday? That was two Tuesdays ago?
That was two Tuesdays ago, man.
And one thing about it, man, you know, we here every Tuesday, man. So you just get on. You're going through it. You know, we here every Tuesday, so, you know.
But you know what, man? Honestly, like I texted Tony, I was embarrassed, man, because I knew, you know, I told y'all, well, I'll let y'all know what happened next week.
Right.
And I had no idea. I was like, I can't tell him this. You know what I mean?
Well,
and I was so emotionally messed up, man. I just.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you this, Chuck. I'm going to tell you this, and I wasn't 100% surprised that there was drama. And the reason why I wasn't, and that's why I said, and I got to man up to what I said. I said, before she goes, confront her and be like, you know, I'm not all right with you going. You know what I mean? But this is the last time. And you go have your fun with your girls, but this is it because you're married now. And
right.
for anybody to say, I'm going away, and you can't come, but we're married, is a problem. They have an agenda, period.
You got that right.
There's no two ends about it. There is, if I tell my wife I'm going away to CIAA and you cannot come, it's because I have an agenda, period. So when I come back, I don't only have stories to tell. But I may be like, man, you know, I might be looking at my marriage a little different too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. I might be wide open. You see what I'm saying? So in a situation like that, you have to understand what you're dealing with. You know, somebody that is okay, likes to party, and be married at the same time. Or why did you get married? Because all your girlfriends are getting married?
True.
You know, because you obviously are not ready to be married. Doing stuff like that. And then you're going to throw me out with no place to go because I took my ring off because I was pissed? You should be more concerned about why I was pissed. Why did I take it off?
Right.
And Tony, you, and the one thing I, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but you saw that before I did because you lived that life.
I listen.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, no, brothers.
You know.
Tony and I have walked down this path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You guys are talking from, you know, from these, you know, kind of, you know, ideas. Okay.
Yeah.
But we've been down on both sides of the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And when she when you told me that game, I was like, ain't no effing way. She
uh-huh.
ain't, that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. You gonna tell me I can't go?
Yeah.
I got things I got to do and you're not invited? Oh,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I no, I'm just
listen,
telling
listen.
You. That your marriage
is
not over.
No.
Okay?
No.
And the thing that I want you to understand is that you can fight, but she's got to join you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And if she, you know, and I don't know if she's a Christian and has Christ in her heart, but if she does, what she's acting out of is the pain from her past that she hasn't dealt with. And that will have people do all kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, we got brothers that plug into this call that were put in the basement for a year because
yeah.
of pain from the past.
Yeah.
You can say that again, Andrew.
Oh, you know what I mean? I didn't know.
Yeah, he's on there. But I think
I joined late, and I didn't hear you, B.
I think that somebody said something. Somebody said something earlier, Chuck, that I think was key is that don't change the addresses while y'all working through it. You
yeah.
know, because like you even said, once you go that route, I mean, you done put a deposit on an apartment, you know,
yeah,
security
man.
Deposit. You don't want to go that route, man. I mean, at least like
did you do that
said,
already?
Not yet.
No, I haven't looked, but this is the thing.
Go ahead, Chuck. I'll wait till it was over.
You know, I've done. You know, one thing I do is I do my research. You know
sure.
what I mean? But you know, I told her. You know, I said. Now, I said we're gonna make this separation legal before I get an apartment. I said so you need to figure out, you know, what it is you really want to do. But my thing is this, man. You know, at this point, and I love my wife. You know what I mean? But I love the person I married. But I don't know who this person is now.
Wow.
But
you know
what I'm telling
saying?
You, man, if you leave, that's the worst thing you could do.
No. He went back every day, and she kept telling him the rules.
Okay,
so
every
not abandonment. There's no abandonment now because
she said,
it's my place. You need to roll out.
She can leave.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is she can leave. Okay? But if you leave, I'm just telling you, man, I just think that's the worst thing you can do. If she – look, that's your house, right?
That's her house,
no,
right?
No. No, well, I mean, technically we married, yeah, but I mean, she got the house before we were together.
Okay, got it.
So,
okay, are you on the mortgage?
That don't mean nothing.
Wait. Are you on the mortgage?
You can move right back in at night.
I mean, you're on the mortgage.
I paid the mortgage. No.
No, it's not marital property. She had it first.
But you're in Maryland.
In the house. He can go back. He can go
you're
back
in
right
Maryland.
Now. He can go back out.
Chuck,
he's married. They live together.
He's in Carolina, man. This is what y'all understand. And like I told my boy, he kept saying that, man, you need to go back home. You, and I understand what y'all saying. I know you're trying to help. But none of y'all were there to see how this woman was acting.
I wouldn't go
and
back.
Had I went back home and tried to stay, because I tried.
You might have choked her out. I wouldn't have went
tell,
back.
Man. I, and I'm the most nonviolent dude you meet. But I would
yeah.
have been
wow.
last
yeah.
week when I was, and I felt myself jump
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
said,
yeah.
I got to get out of here, man.
See, right
man.
Now, it's unhealthy. That whole scene
exactly.
is unhealthy because you don't know where she been. You don't know who's pushing the buttons, making her talk to you in that disrespectful manner like that. She's insulting your manhood and everything else. And for
yeah.
you being in there, you know, trying to be, oh, well, I'm going to be this great husband. No. Right now, what you need to do is what you're doing. Say, what are we going to do? Are we going to make this thing work? Are we going to go to counseling? We'll go to counseling, and then we'll let the counselor decide exactly the next steps, you know, we should make. But I'm not going to come back into this hostile environment until we get some help.
Yeah, I told her, and I told her, man. I said, baby, I said, honestly, I said, because before I left, I kept telling her, I said, now this sweet, you know, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I love you, please make this. But I said, the business is going to turn into anger now. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
The business is going to turn into anger. And it has. It has. And now, honestly, man, it's just like, I don't know if I want to go back. I'm just being honest because it's like, I don't know when this chick going to do this again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she, this is the thing that's really messed up about it. She's a counselor. She's a counselor.
What? What kind of counselor? What kind of counselor?
She's a substance abuse counselor. But it's still under that umbrella of family counselor.
Yeah,
so
it
it's
is.
Like, you know exactly what these people are going to say.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to tell you anything that you don't know.
Yeah, but
you
Chuck, that makes sense because you got accountants that don't do their own taxes. You got carpenters that don't do their own hardwood floors. I mean, literally, you've heard women complain like, this dude is a plumber. And my toilet, I mean, and that's their house. But he do the plumbing work and the tile. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
You are.
No, right.
You are.
He going. He going.
So, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
Right,
yeah, and I respect where you at. I do. And, you know, there's nothing worse than being disrespected.
Got that right.
Period. And then being disrespected by someone that's wearing your ring. Period.
Yeah, really.
Really. I mean, you know, that's hard.
She does not understand that, man. She doesn't understand. I was like, you disrespected my man. That's the worst thing you can do to a dude. Is be
worst thing
him
you
as
can
a
do.
Man.
That's worst thing you can
mean?
Do.
Well, you should have thought about that before you left. I said you still don't get it. I said, you're still harping on that.
Yeah.
I said, I cannot take that day out of the history. I can't. There's nothing I can do.
No.
And she still, and I don't know, man. I don't know if I trust her.
Yeah, she's holding on to her drama and what she did, and she's going to hold on to dear life because she doesn't want to face that.
Mm-mm.
So she's going to keep what you did in the forefront.
Right.
Because she's not really ready to face that because, like Andrew said, once she has to face what she did, there's some stuff that's going to come out that ain't ready to come out yet.
Yeah.
And I think that I'll go on record. I don't know what you're going to do, Chuck, but I'll go on record saying you got to go back.
When?
I'm just saying that not to get the apartment, the second address. I mean, you got to go back. And we got a brother on here that spent a year in the basement. 1 year in his basement.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, literally. I mean, and I think that one thing about it is that everything that we go through in life is all about making us stronger. And as the old adage goes, you know, everything happens for a reason. And some people forget that includes the bad stuff, the indifferent stuff. It's not just the good stuff. So I will go on record. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm just saying that I think if you were asking me, Rodney, I would say you got to go back.
And I agree with him, too, because If she ever tries to come against you for divorce or anything of that nature, man, she can come up against you for abandonment because definitely you left the house of your own free will.
But listen, they don't have any property together. They don't have any kids. What's she gonna get?
Oh, Lord, they ain't no children, no nothing.
They got nothing.
I heard
Chuck
say about having nothing. You need to fight for your marriage, man.
That's right.
I heard Chuck.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. At what point do you say, okay, I'm not getting anywhere? I tried that.
Well, you know, that's the $64 question. I was talking to my buddy today.
$64 million.
Yeah, I went through the situation, and everybody from the outside could see. And let me see. Yeah, Brian knew me at the time. He knew my ex-wife. Everybody from the outside could see, bro, you need to give this up. Right, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I couldn't – I was not ready. It took me 2.5 years of trying to bring her home. When I finally got to the point where I said, you know what, I've done everything I can. That time is different for everybody, okay?
Yeah.
For you – and now it's been 2 weeks, bro. I mean, that ain't no time, okay?
But I mean, you know, you got to make your own call. 2 weeks, you know, that's a bad infection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a cycle of antibiotics, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to make that call. But like I said, I really believe the worst thing you could do is to leave. Okay? I have seen, and you don't know me, my wife and I, we counsel many, many couples. Marriages that make it is because the couple stay under the same roof. Once you move out from the same roof, the odds of you making it go down just astronomically, because now you have no trust. She doesn't. Let's just say she's on the up and up, and she doesn't have anything going on the side. The reason that she doesn't want you around is because she don't trust you. How is she going to start trusting you if you're under another roof?
Exactly.
Go ahead, Robbie.
How are you going to trust her? Because you already said just a few minutes ago that you're beginning to not trust her.
Yeah.
So that's
for the third time. Go ahead, Rodney.
All right. What I'm going to jump out there and say is for Chuck, I heard him say that he loves his wife.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I heard. So I'm just sitting back. I was listening to all the different comments and listening to Chuck in particular. He said he loved his wife. Now, do you know if you want to fight for your wife?
Honestly, right now,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you right now, I don't have the strength, man, to be completely honest.
No. I'm not asking if you have the strength. I'm asking, do you want to fight for your wife?
Oh, yeah, definitely, of course.
So now here's really the $64 million question is this then. If you want to fight for, do you know what you're fighting? It don't do you no good to want to know how to fight if you don't know who you're fighting or what you're fighting.
No, that's a good question, and I have not asked myself that. No, I don't, man. I don't.
Okay, so that's one thing. So there's two things that I wanted to say, and then I'm done. I'm going to listen to the rest of the comments because obviously everyone's got a good grip on this conversation and have some good input. People have been through it and so forth and so on. So the first thing is to know what you're fighting. Because that's really what's taking all your strength.
Right.
You're swinging at the air.
Right, exactly.
So that's first. And then secondly, you know, for you, I would simply just say that you have to be able to do a self-check and self-evaluation of yourself. And if you haven't done that already, and I'm talking about within the marriage,
because
you spend a lot of energy trying to figure out someone else, you're always going to wear yourself out because we have a hard enough time trying to figure out ourselves.
Right.
So do it, and before you do counseling or anything else, any other third-party type of counseling sessions or what have you to help your marriage, first do yourself a self-check. Because what might end up happening, and it happens often, is when couples go into counseling thinking that they have their finger on the pulse, that all I did was take off the ring and I left. And she comes into the counseling session and she rattles off 15 other things since the marriage started.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not blaming you for anything because I only heard what's been said on the phone.
Right.
But all I'm saying is do a self-evaluation because, you know, there is always something else that we're doing. And that's really all we can control.
Right. I mean, I've definitely self-evaluated, and like I said, I know it's some things that I'm inconsistent on that I need to get better with, you know, and I'm working on that. It's a process,
right.
And I was trying to tell it. I said, baby, I know these are things, but I just think the measure you're taking is drastic.
Yeah.
One of the things that my wife and I have found, and it doesn't matter what the situation in the marriage, we've seen this situation umpteen times where one person wants to blame the other person. And we have never seen a marriage fall apart because of one person. There's always both people that are responsible because every action garners a reaction. Okay, what you did was not an action. What you did was actually a reaction.
You see, her action is what caused your reaction. And because she hasn't taken responsibility for her action, she wants to put it all on your reaction.
Right.
Because she needs to be pointed out, sweetie, the action you took, you dishonored your husband. You disrespected your husband. When you did this, you told him, I do not love you.
Wow.
That's what you told him. His reaction was out of pain to say, you know what, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. Was that wrong? Yes. But it was caused because of the action you took.
Right.
You see, but people that want to do what they want to do won't hear that.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's great words.
Yeah. The reason why I kind of sat back and listened to a whole lot of it because I don't know enough probably about Chuck's situation. There's always enough to go around, that's for sure. Everybody knows that. We all do our thing, whether that's consciously or unconsciously. We're doing things. We're sending signals. We're saying things with our body language, et cetera, et cetera. Every day. We talk about that on these calls all the time, just certain things that we do, and, you know, we just have to show our affection. We have to keep in mind, keep things in the forefront, and so forth and so on. But and not knowing enough about that situation, I don't necessarily know whether or not, and if I was doing the counseling, I obviously would have to be, I'd have to know a whole lot more, because I don't know if it was an action from her to cause a reaction from him, or is there something else that was an action from him that caused her to react that way in the beginning?
That's where the onion has to be unpeeled.
No, absolutely. That's what I'm saying for him, before he goes into a counseling session with her, with a third party, is to make sure that you go in, and this is for a couple of different reasons. I'm going to tell you why. One, again, so there's no surprises. There's nothing thrown out on the table that you completely forgot about and didn't think it bothered her at all, but yet it did. So you do a self-evaluation and say, look, am I the same person that I was as right before we said I do?
Right.
Have I changed any? So that's something. I don't need any answers on the call, but, you know, that's just some things for you to think about yourself and make sure that you're prepared to do it. And if you find some things in there, then you need to deal with those things more so than trying to, and I'm not saying don't try to get back together with your wife. I'm saying you need to put more focus on fixing you first, because you can't fix the marriage if you can't fix you.
Right.
If that makes sense. And so, so that's the first thing. That's the first reason on why you would want to do that. But secondly, if something does happen. If something does happen, meaning in the sense of if the marriage does, if she continues to go down that path, she files for divorce, and, you know, a divorce is granted or what have you, your conscience is absolutely free that you worked on you in order to work on the marriage.
Right.
And you did everything that you could do, and she filed and decided it wasn't enough, and I'm out.
Well, I want to say one thing, and here's the real facts. Counseling only works if both people want the marriage. If somebody has decided they don't want the marriage, I don't care what you say. I don't care how many times you apologize. If they've decided they don't want the marriage, counseling won't work.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm telling you this from going through it personally and also literally counseling. I mean, I can't even tell you how many couples that if both couples do not, the first question that my wife and I ask every couple, and I don't know if anybody's on this call that's ever sat with my wife and I, is, do you want your marriage?
Okay.
That's the first question we ask both of them. Okay. And if the answer isn't yes and yes, then it's not going to work. Now, some of them say, I don't want the marriage the way it is now. I understand that. Okay, that's not the question. Do you want to be married to this person? Do you want to be married? And if the answer isn't yes and yes, it's not going to work.
Okay? And next question is, are you willing to do the work? Because this is going to be some hard work. And the next question, the third question we ask each couple is, are you willing to do something different? Because if you don't want your marriage and you're not willing to do the work and you're not willing to do something different, it's never going to work. Because if you keep doing what you always done, you're always going to have what you already got.
Exactly.
You know, but your wife has some deeper issues. This is not about you taking your ring off, and you got to get that off of you.
Yeah.
Okay? See, one of the things that my wife trapped me in was me feeling guilty for the actions that I took. Okay, what made me mad was when I found out she was doing the same exact actions. But she was looking for a scapegoat. Okay? Mm-hmm. You taking your ring off, in the grand scheme of things, means absolutely zero.
Nothing.
It means nothing.
Nothing.
Okay? Now, if she walked in and you were boning the girl next door, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah,
right.
And you taking your ring off, you know, means absolutely nothing. Some of us guys take our rings off every day and forget to wear them. Just, you know, it's a comfortable thing. We take our rings off. We wash our hands. My wife washes her hands, and sometimes in the morning she forgets to put a ring on.
Mm-hmm.
That ring is just a symbol. What we have is much more important than a stupid ring.
Good words. Can I say one more thing? Hey, Chuck, I'm going to be honest with you. Right? The other brother that said that you need to do some self-examination, you know, that's exactly what I had to do, man. I had to do some self-examination of myself. I had to look at me and examine myself and see what it was that I was doing that may have created issues or caused it to get to the point that it was that, I mean, that it was that it had come to. Like you said, she said that, well, furthermore, I don't love you, our marriage, I mean, you know, all this other nonsense. You know, something caused it to get to that point. So what I had to do, I had to do some soul searches, some self-examinations of me to find out what have I contributed to this to cause it to get to this point. So the brother was absolutely 100% right about doing self-examination because I had to definitely self-examine myself. But I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want you to get offended by this, but you sound a lot like myself in what you're going through and what I went through. And we had these pity parties with ourselves about what it is that we done, and we became accusatory of ourselves and thinking that we, you know, we wronged her. We wronged her. But the picture is bigger than that, you know what I'm saying? And another thing what I found out is, you know, my wife had strong parents, okay? And she didn't see that. She didn't see that in me because I was always willing to say, well, whatever you want to do, baby. You know, I never made decisions. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I never
contributed to some of the things when she was looking for an answer. You know what I mean? And you sound like, by listening to you, you sound like you're that type of person that will, you know, that will lay back and let her, you know, do what she want to do, when she want to do it, whenever she want to do it. And I was one of those people that really didn't want to create controversy but didn't realize I was creating more problems.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Just in listening to you, you sound like the type of dude that just allow her to have her way and to do what she wants to do, and you're just in total agreement with whatever she does. And when a woman that's been around strong parents see that, they sense a weakness in you, and then they'll disrespect you.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, man, hey, the truth hurts, bro, but you're right, you know?
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard the heart by listening to you, brother. And the reason I could hear you is because I was that same person, man.
That's heavy.
So search yourself, man, and look and examine some things about you and find some things that you need to man up about, right, rather than always just saying, okay, baby. You feel me? Because they don't want that.
Yeah.
They want somebody that's going to bring some opposition.
Yeah. And I think the reason why
sometimes
I'm
like a true nigga sometimes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why
what
I'm like
you
that,
say,
man.
Is that what you said, Brian?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You know, what I was saying, man, you're absolutely right. And I think the reason why I was like that, man, was because my pops was a real hard dude. You know what I mean? And you know, I was like, I never want to be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was just hardcore to the point where it's like nobody had an opinion. This is what I say. That's it. Get out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Yeah, my pops. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I made him a point to where I was like, I'm never gonna be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so now that I look back on, I'm like, maybe sometimes I should have raised my voice and put, you know, not hit her, but you know what I mean? You know, put your foot down and be like, this is just how it's going to be, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But I never wanted to relive how my, you know, my pops did.
Because I said.
Now,
you know, I have probably one of the most independent women that I've ever met that I'm married to.
Right.
But is she going out with her girlfriends? No. She getting on a plane or driving a car on the weekend with her girl? No.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. I mean, you know, because it ain't happening. I said it, and I'm not gonna go back and, you know, and second guess myself, because being the man, that's the territory. They want you to tell them. They want you to be assertive when you say it and mean it, and not keep going back and being indecisive. Yeah, but honey, you know what? No, you can't do it. Because right now you're putting yourself in a situation that may jeopardize our marriage. Her going to the CIAA directly jeopardized your marriage, period.
Right.
Because you were married happily, well, somewhat on the surface happily married prior to that. Now she's back from the CIAA and you're living somewhere else. So hindsight saying, like I said, no, you're not going to the CIAA. No, that's not appropriate unless I'm going with you. If I can't go, you can't go, period.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly what should have happened.
That's what should have happened.
Yes.
I got a question to throw out to you guys.
You left that door open, and when you left that door open, man, then it just gives her that much more room to want to push you over.
Exactly. Because guess what? She's the married chick, one of many, at CIAA that's got no boundaries. Period.
Wow.
I got a question to ask y'all. This is off the topic.
Okay.
I grew up in an era where men did not go to baby showers.
Oh, me? I don't go to that either.
My wife has this idea that I'm going to this baby shower.
Oh, hell.
I said to her last night, I got a man card and I'm not going. And she told her girlfriend on the phone, oh, he's going to come. And I said, you have lost your mind. I said, this man ain't going. So when you can drop me off, I said, how are you going to get home? You can come back and pick me up. I said, you are capable of driving yourself.
We're living in a new era.
Said, this is a man. You married a man.
Yeah.
Living in a new era.
Now, I come from a different era where men don't go to baby showers.
They right co-ed now. They
I just want
now.
Y'all opinion on it.
They co-ed now. I'm going to one on April 30th.
Yeah, I've been to one. You gotta
go
now.
They co-ed now.
I don't got the sports TV on down for us in the basement and everything, man.
Let me just say this.
I'm sitting in the same place as him. I don't do them. That's just me.
And I just say this. I think it's, you know, y'all dudes are a lot older than I am, and I'm not, you know, just I'm just speaking as a fact. You know, it's no slight to any of y'all, but I mean, in our era, you know, I try to.
So you calling us old?
I didn't say that. You said that. But literally, you know, I see it as a, you know, and literally, I am going to my kids' godmother, and their godfather. They're having a second child, and I'm going to, you know, their baby shower. It's a co-ed baby shower. But you know, they're great friends.
You're
great friends,
right, man.
Listen to me. I'm great friends with her husband.
Put a little hat on and play the games?
No. Listen. Is that I'm great friends with her husband. You know, I mean, we're great friends. And
why you got to go to the baby shower?
Because I don't want to leave him hanging. That's my boy. I don't want him there.
Well, pick him up
and kick it at the bar.
No, we don't do that. I don't do that.
Hold on.
The thing is that y'all are older than I. That's what I'm saying, is that this is how things are done. These the younger folks, this is what we do. It's not even a female baby shower. It's like it's co-ed now.
Hey, Andrew. Yeah. I can agree with him. You know, because we don't wear our pants hanging down either, and the younger generation do that now. So, hey, you know, maybe he's right.
But I'm looking forward to going to the baby shower.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, my babies are 27, you know, so I ain't been to a baby shower in a minute. You know, I didn't have no baby shower. And when I grew up, men didn't go to baby showers.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of thing. I thought she had lost her mind. I heard her telling a friend, oh, he's going to come. I was like, you have lost your mind. I'm not going to no baby shower.
And listen, Andrew, because you were invited. The thing is that she didn't invite your wife. She invited you and your wife because it's a co-ed thing.
No, it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
So ain't no other guys going to be there?
There's going to be dudes, but it ain't no real, man.
Come on, man.
We all did the baby showers in the
Man, so I look at it with the fact that I would rather not have my wife and my two young children out. The baby shower's in Richmond, which is a couple hours, and it's late in the afternoon. I would be there, drive them.
Now, hold on, Rodney. Rodney, you just said something that you didn't say starting off.
Well, y'all didn't let me finish.
It's in another city.
It's in another state.
Okay, it's in another state. That's understandable. You're taking your wife there, but that
does that matter,
you know,
Rodney?
You're not going to a
it
baby
doesn't
shower.
No, it
doesn't matter.
If it was next
door,
you're
not going to
baby
shower. She's going to baby shower. You and your boy go somewhere else.
No, because it's going to be other guys there. That's what y'all don't realize. It's going to be other guys there. It's not been a time where I showed up at a baby shower and it's the
baby's
father
to baby
and me. Exactly. That's what we do nowadays. It's like, oh, we're having a baby shower.
There's something uncomfortable about that, man.
It took a male and a female to make the baby, so you know it's all love,
so
man.
Got a
it's a family
also?
Event. It's a family event.
I got to hear my boy Brian on this.
Y'all old cats, man.
Yeah, we old.
I mean, what are you talking about? Old.
So you got a pink tutu too?
Man, y'all about 10, 15 years older than I am, man.
Well, how old are you?
What should I do, man?
Chuck, how old are you?
Andrew.
You got to take one for the team, brother.
Oh, man, I can't do that, man.
Thank you, Tony. And Tony, up there your age, Andrew, so, you know.
No. Tony's still hitting that weed, man.
That's true. I think you're going to have to take one for the team.
Andrew,
you got to take one for the team, man.
Exactly.
No, man, that's a baby shower, man.
Hey, Andrew, they're talking like we 900 years old. Or
y'all ain't with the older in the Bible.
What takes place at a baby shower that makes it so bad?
Exactly. Thank you, Rodney.
I'm just asking the question.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, you got to understand, there are things that are for women, and there are things that are for men.
There you go.
Okay.
One is the baby
and you know what? I mean, and you know, would that be like a woman saying, I'm going to come to your bachelor party?
No, that's different.
That's not a thing for a woman to be at. Oh, well, these are different times.
No,
so
why? So why are there women at bachelor parties?
I mean, I'm not going to go to the bachelor show.
Say that.
I'm not going to go to the bachelor show either.
Anyway,
every bachelor party I've been to, there's been women.
And see, Andrew has never been to a co-ed baby shower, so he don't even know what goes on.
And
you don't play the game. You don't get involved in the games. Like your brother said, they got the game on in the basement, or they got a whole room set aside for the fellas. The actual baby shower, that is for women. But it's, you know, it's like we not standing there like, oh, well, let me see the little dress that you got. Oh, that's so cute. We ain't doing that. We in another room on another floor outside of the barbecue grill. It's just
why
all
do you have
together.
In other words, you're not part of the baby shower.
Right.
Exactly.
So you don't need.
You ain't going to
you
were
there.
You're
not there. What you're telling me is that you got the same standard I got. You're not going to no baby shower.
No, you're going to. No, I'm going to the. And the only reason I'm going is because of the baby shower, but I'm not going to be participating, active participating in figuring out the baby's name or, you know, the when she dropped and all this kind of. I ain't going to be into that. That's not what it's for. It's a family thing. And as Rodney said, it's like it's all family. It's guys. It took two, male and female to make the baby. So
are you going to the bridal shower too?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not. That's not co-ed.
What's the difference?
They don't do co-ed bridal showers.
But you would go if they did.
No, I would not.
Why not?
They would have a co-ed bridal shower.
No, what's the difference? If the guys were hanging in the basement and the women were up there with the little 90s and saying, ooh, hoo, hoo, here's a little you, why, what's the difference? I mean, once you got punk up in you, it's all in you.
Wow. Hey, hold on. Everybody, hold on just one second. Hold on.